Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? It's the best show here on a Tuesday night as we move through the calendar into what month now? September. Oh my goodness, how about that? And it is a September evening here in New Jersey. September morn. Remember that song? That's a good song. Neil Diamond, the master. You like Neil Diamond, Mike? Mike doesn't like him. Interesting. Well, none other than your hero, Mike, Bob Dylan, said that he is a combination of... It's kind of egotistical. Like, he said he's a combination of Frank Sinatra and Bob Dylan. Can you mind just saying that? Like, you're half me and half someone else. That's how great you are. Is that during his drinking phase? Whose drinking phase? Bob Dylan's? I don't know, man. What, I look like his doctor? What, I look like Robbie Robertson? I don't know, Mike. What I do know is that tonight on The Best Show, the topic is, who the F asked for this? And we're going to talk about the things that exist, even though you don't think anybody on Earth even wants them to exist. So we're going to talk about that. And right now, I'm going to tell you that the number is 201-332-3484. If you want to get in on the best show action, that's how you do it. You call that number, and then you talk to Mike, and you try to have a topic ready so you don't sound like a dunce. That's the way to do it. But now, without further ado, I present to you tonight's installment of The Best Show, episode 3,946 of The Best Show, in a series that will go to 3,950. So there's only four left. So thanks, everybody, for listening to The Best Show. And now we begin, as we always begin, with... Wait, how do we always begin? I don't know, right? How do we always begin the show?
One thing for Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton Manning, you have enough money, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? It can't be. And if I see that as a commercial, I'll throw up. Enough. You make enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game.
Help me. Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
In the front seat of a 56 Ford at a drive-in movie, sliding over toward a girl in shorts and necking a little on a bench seat, no gear shift in the middle. She was young and eager. It didn't take much to slip her in gear and let out the clutch, but the beautiful bench where
come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby, come on, come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go.
Do you have puppy dogs?
Hi, I'm Dennis.
Do you have puppy dogs?
Hi, I'm Dennis.
Do you have puppy dogs?
You know, when I was in my 20s, I was, bird dogging chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles.
Got a really great show for you tonight. Toots and the MGTOWs are here.
Hi, I'm Jonah Ray. Check your scruples at the door, because this is Drinking for Free on the Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years. Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WWE's favorite band in the whole world, Limp Bizkit!
Thank you.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Come on, baby. Hum, baby. Come on. Hum. Attaboy. Let's go, baby.
What they didn't know was that the diarrhea that I thought I had well under control was not equal to the strain of my gallant mission. Thank God for dark brown trousers.
Yeah, I know, I'm living a nightmare.
Spring break.
Have there been any talks about you returning for a third film in the series? And if you do, will you be cutting Tom Sharpling from that movie too?
You know, when I was in my 20s, I was, bird dogging chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Epic beginning of the song, super epic ending. It's just an epic song in general. So here we go. We're going to start in A, big old power chord, and we're going to go A to the D, move it on up. And then we're just going to repeat that exact same thing, 2 frets higher.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
It's 5th fret on the low E, and 4th fret.
Stop laughing. A string.
Play that twice. This is what it's gonna sound like. Man, that's neat. So put on your fuzz pedal and here we go. So we're on 5th fret and then 4th fret. Then we're gonna repeat that, and then we're going to 7th fret, 5th fret.
And this is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now.
I'm gonna take some calls if anybody wants to talk to Rocky Erickson. Just
yeah.
Give us a call.
If you call up, man, and it, you know, don't shoot me through the phone. Or anything.
No, no, that was just rhetoric from a movie. Don't get personal.
Rocky, what do you think about the Sex Pistols?
Fire a gun in the studio. I'm sorry.
What do you think about the Sex Pistols, Rocky?
Well, think about them. Well, I think the Sex Pistols are pretty groovy. Now, they remind me a lot of Fiorello LaGuardia. You know, sure. I like the Sex Pistols. You know.
What's your favorite Sex Pistols?
I think,
What's your favorite Sex Pistols?
I'm trying to think right now. I haven't. Let me see. First Sex Pistols song I've heard?
Yeah.
I guess Hot Cars. Hot Cars.
The best show, second to none.
everybody. What's up? Hey, everybody. Remember the frogs were like, what's up? What's up? Were they robot frogs? What's up? Remember that, Mike? The frogs. The Coors Light frogs. They were like, what's up? Get some, gotta get some Kirkland Light up in this piece, huh, Mike? Running low on Kirkland Light is collectible now. It's like the Four Loko of 2019. For people who don't know, Kirkland Light is the Costco brand of beer that I bought for Mike. And then he was like, this is disgusting. Because he only drinks the good stuff, Coors Light. He's got a very refined palate. And he's like, this stuff is gross. And then we found out that they stopped making Kirkland Light, probably because it tasted like fruit and aluminum. Is that how you described it? It had like a fruity metal taste, according to. So that might have had something to do with why the Kirkland Corporation stopped manufacturing this beer. But suddenly it went from being a buyer's market to a seller's market. Suddenly this Coors Light is rare now. You can't get your hands on this stuff, this Kirkland Coors Light you can get. That's like water now. This Coors Light is, but Kirkland Light is a very it's like a specialty thing. It's like those fish you eat that if you eat them the wrong way, you die. How many people died before they found out where, like, the line was, the sweet spot for that poisonous fish?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
A what now? A puffer fish, yeah. Puffer fish. Yeah, I wonder how many people, like, where they're just like, okay, let's see if I eat this much of it, what happens? Ugh, I'm dying. Okay, and then someone just wrote down, don't eat that much. Try a little less. I don't know, man. What are we going to do? It's a weird world, huh? What did we just hear? We just heard swearing. Our friends and swearing. Good band. The album Fall Into the Sun came out last year. Big Change, the lead-off track on their Merge debut. Swearing there. Our friend Allison. So many other friends. So many friends, huh? So many friends. It's a blessing. It's a blessing, Mike. It really is. Someday I'll be able to count you as one of my friends. That day has not come yet. Someday. Someday you'll call me friend. We're business. Yeah, that's right. This is a business relationship. The 15 years you've been here on the show. And look, this guy gets so much from it. He runs this dumb thing, apmike.bandcamp.com, which it drives me so nuts that people are like obsessed with that. Like people say to me, apmike.bandcamp.com. Yeah? What do you want me to do about it? Like they'll just tweet it at me, apmike.bandcamp.com. And then I go to my post office box. Which is not a secret location. It's a post office box. So that people have found out people know the address to it. If they want to send something, they can find out how to send it. And they send things. I go to it one time and there's a sticker slapped on the post office box. Somebody took like a priority mailing envelope sticker and wrote apmike.bandcamp.com on it. Slapped it right on my P.O. box. I pulled it off. The sticker residue is still on that thing. It's never coming off. So I finally go over to this apmike.bandcamp.com. You'd never believe what he's selling there. Headshots. And it's like, what are these? And they're autographed. Their head, it's like a pro headshot for him, as if he's acting. And he signs this thing and mails it out to you. I ran the numbers on this. This guy's making money hand over fist on these things. And then he's got these audio stuff. He's got some songs up there you can buy. He's got this new one, AP Mike on Broadway, which is very touching. It's a great story. It's a legitimately great story. You can buy that. And then I asked him what he's up to next, and he said he's talking to his marketing team about what it is. And all I could picture is him, like, it was like Taxi Driver, like looking in the mirror, talking to his marketing team. So what should we do for the next thing? Because he sold calendars. He made these calendars. And you wouldn't believe these things. Look, were they good calendars? Yeah, pains me to say they were. But that doesn't mean a thing. There can be good things that don't sell. He sold out of these things. And then he had the hubris, not unlike the mighty Titanic sailing across the ocean, the hubris of the Titanic. Mike reordered these things. In January, yes. When it's that time of the year when it's like, that's when the calendars start getting, the prices start getting slashed. You go to the mall and you see the kiosk, and then they have little calendars of puppies they got a Iron Man calendar, and it's half price. Cause they gotta sell these things. He planted his flag hard. He wasn't coming down a nickel on these things. And he sold out of them twice. Here's a dare for you, Mike. Mike, here's a challenge. It's September now. I dare you to make 50 more calendars. There's only four months left. Would you have the guts to do that? Although it's a manufacturing issue, of course. So it's you going to do 250? Well, would you do 250? No? A little too pricey. And I give him credit. He's like Kenny Rogers, the gambler. He knows when to hold him. He knows when to fold him. He knows his fan base. And I'm telling you this. He's been driving me up the wall. I go on Twitter, which is a really nice place to go. I like going to Twitter because it's a fun, it's like a warm place you can just hang out. It's like a warm bath that someone throws a toaster into. Imagine you're in a nice warm bath and then someone comes running in with a clown mask on and throws a toaster in while swinging a switchblade around. That's what Twitter's like. But this guy goes in this thing. And I'm on there, and he knows I like this Quentin Tarantino movie that came out. Once Upon a Time. In Hollywood. And I'll say this. The worst part of the whole movie is when that comes up on the screen at the end of it. The font he uses for In Hollywood is obscenely bad. I hated how that popped up on the screen. And I've seen this movie more than once. I've seen it a few times. I love it. I love it so much. It speaks to me. Kind of like the members of Mike's marketing team speak to him when he's having one of his board meetings. All right, here's the annual stockholder meeting. We're going to gather around. He bangs a gavel. So I'm seeing this. So, Mike, I go on Twitter, and then Mike starts arguing with me on Twitter, putting on a show. Like, he's got to, like, because I said I'd like the soundtrack to the movie. And then now he's like, Tom, because I went and I played him, like, 7 songs from it on the radio. And he's had to admit to liking all 7 of them. So I dropped 7 songs in front of him, and he had to go, yeah, those are good songs. It's like, okay, right there. And he's like, Tom was, I'm listening to the soundtrack now. He was very selective about the songs he picked. Yeah, of course I was. Yeah, no kidding. And then he flags, like, this one song, I'm the son of a loving man. Like, as if it's a dumb song. It's like, yeah, it's a dumb song. It's a hit song. What do you want? It's a good song. But this guy apparently has some axe to grind with, like, catchy songs or something. I guess you have to be, this Grateful Dead, which he listens to all the time. I finally checked these dudes out. Bad. That's bad news. I want somebody to, people made Grateful Dumb things. I would love it to say, like, to just be the Best Show logo and say, if there's a way to alter the skull, so it's like, I don't know, should it alter the skull or should it be literally the same skull? Mike? I think if people alter the skull a little bit, but don't make it me, because that's gruesome. And don't make it Mike, because that's gruesome. Figure, if you make it Grateful Dumb, and I know I've said this 100 times before, I'm going to say it again. No band, Grateful Dead have the best artwork of any band I've ever seen. That whoever did the artwork for them didn't deserve that lousy band as the interpretation of their artwork. Could you imagine you're in a band and someone comes to you and they say, I'm going to make a design for you. And they take a skull and they put a lightning bolt down the middle of it and they make it red and blue. You're like, that's the coolest thing I ever saw in my life. Then you listen to their music and you're like, it sounds like a tractor that the transmission blew on it. Like moving bales of hay. They feel like you picture like a drunk farmer moving bales of hay around. That's what the band, that's what their logo should be, is a guy trying to push a tractor out of some mud. So then they got that logo. Then they got the pop, the fun one of the dude smashing the ice cream cone on his head. That's a good one, right? Yeah, that's good. Then there's the guy trekking across with a stretchy leg across Europe. Is that what that is? Then they got the skeleton playing violin. That's a good one. They got some good artwork, man. The dancing bears? No, but still, dancing bear comes in 5th for them. That's better than most bands' first logos. Comes in 5th. Yeah, and look, the frogs, or whatever they are, there's this one album they have is a total dud. It's like 2 turtles on a train station or something. It's so dumb looking. And it's got that like dirty hippie thing where just like, hey man, these turtles are taking the train, man. They're waiting at the station, man. What's the name of that album? Turtle what? Turtle Station. So they even named it like, and who sings the song Turtle Station? Jerry. And Jerry's voice is like this. 10 minutes long. A short one. Because the Grateful Dead, the one guy sings like, hey, everybody, wanted to... And the other guy's like, hey, like, the one guy, like, shouts. Like, Right Said Fred. Right Said Fred shouts less than Bob Weir. I don't know, man. So he's railing on me on Twitter, and it's really... And then people are like, you guys are fighting. Yeah, we're fighting. And then I'm just like, yeah, what a great thing that we can provide entertainment on this garbage dump Twitter. We should all be ashamed of ourselves for associating with that site. Literally, the president was elected because of it. Literally, the world became worse because of it. And who's one of the only people that spoke truth to power, man? You check the tweets, baby. Your guy, your kid, the kid here, tweeted out Twitter. Remember that one? I just tweeted one word, Twitter. And then, Twitter responded and said, yes. Like, as if this is funny that, Twitter saw that and we're going to joke around a little bit. Then I said, you've made the world a worse place. That was my tweet back. That was my reply. Game, set, match. So tonight, we're talking about who the F asked for this, is what we're going to talk about. And just say F. Don't say the actual word. I know I slipped up a month or so ago and said the actual word. People's favorite moment, apparently. All the writing and preparation I do on the show, people's favorite moments are when I accidentally cursed and when I yelled at this puppet one time. This puppet had a psychic break on the radio, and I yelled at him. I'm the son of a loving man, right? My daddy told me get you all the loving you can. You know that, Mike? And I feel because I'm the son, I'm the son, I'm the son of a loving man. Mike don't like that. It is a toe tapper. The world needs toe tappers sometimes, Mike. Not unlike that, this music you listen to, it sounds like you went to a vacation on a farmhouse, and then you found out the back half of the house got trashed in a hurricane, and that the house is just filled with mildew. That's the physical embodiment of the music you like. You guys rented that old farmhouse? Oh, that house isn't, that's not fit for living. You rented the old Grateful Dead farmhouse. Oh, that house should have been knocked down years ago. I can't believe they're still renting it. Oh, you're gonna stay there for 2 weeks, eh? Yeah, we heard there's a pond. Oh, you don't want to go in that pond. There's leeches in that pond. Who's good here, Mike? And did you order pizza? What, are you making a show of it out there? This is what they do now, all three of them, Mike and Pat and Jason. They make me ask them to order pizza, like I'm doing them a favor by buying them a GD pizza. Hey, guys, would you do me a solid and order pizza for you to eat? Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Nico from Newark. How are you?
Nico from where now?
Newark.
Newark.
Delaware.
Newark, Delaware, as opposed to Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, not Newark. Newark.
Newark.
Yeah.
And why? What's going on in Now, the thing with Delaware... There was one dude one time who started making fun of me. He's like, oh, New Jersey, you're from New Jersey.
Oh.
And then I go, where are you from? It's Delaware. I'm like, what? Look, New Jersey might not be the be-all, end-all, be-all. I ain't gonna get put up with someone from Delaware putting me down.
Mm-mm.
You got that rest stop. You got that one rest stop.
You got what's the name of that rest stop?
The Delaware rest stop.
No. What is Joe Biden?
They named it after Joe Biden?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Oh, I can. I can believe it.
Oh, like I can't.
So you go there and you could go to the Sbarro's and are there pictures of Joe Biden all over the place?
What if you went there
and it was like wall to wall, every inch of it was covered in a photo of Joe Biden. Like you're having a meltdown and you're looking where like you can't, everywhere you look, you see Joe Biden in that place. Like the Sbarro's hands you the pizza and the plate has Joe Biden on it. Biden on it eating pizza? Wouldn't that be the worst?
I think you're giving Dante a run for his money, you know what I mean, in terms of describing a hellish...
From Clerks? Dante from Clerks? I'm giving him a run for his money?
Oh, definitely. In terms of being funny, yeah.
I just wanted to close it. I just wanted to play hockey. I just wanted to play street hockey.
Are you playing Clerks in the background over there?
How many women? How many women? I just wanted to play hockey.
Oh boy!
I can't wait.
You really? Yeah, you got the quotes just right.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
what's the
reboot
coming out? The reboot's coming out.
Yeah, Jay. I guess we're getting into the topic now. Good segue.
Wait, was this? Did I preemptively take it from you?
No, I got a different one, but that's a good one.
You mean like who the F asked for this?
Oh yeah,
the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Well, me at 13 asked for that, but yeah. I'm 22 now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big man, old man, huh? You can tell me how it is.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, are you looking forward to it? Because I am.
No, I'm just saying that 20, this is one thing I want to ask you. Look, I'm 79 years young.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm 79.
Oh, my. Wow. I would have guessed a lot younger, but. Disrespect.
How did this happen in the world? Just tell me. Tell me if I'm misinterpreting this. It feels like, and maybe this has been going on since the beginning of time, and I'm only noticing it from one angle right now. It seems like, I'm not even going to get into it because it makes me sound every one of my 79 years of age.
No, but I think
there's a thing where it's like. It seems like the world is geared toward like that when you get older you know less than ever, apparently seems to be the the attitude in some ways.
Yeah.
And look, definitely. I'm all for everybody should learn from everybody. That's all I'm asking for. Everybody can learn from everybody. You got a 79-year-old like me can teach a 22-year-old something? You really think I'm 79? That's the most insulting thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, I don't think you're 79. I did not think you were 79. No, I did not.
All right, good.
I did not think you were 79. I'm sorry.
What do you think I'm walking? What are you, 79? That's older than Joe Biden. You just brought up Joe Biden. That would make me older than him.
Rewind the tape. I could not believe you were 79. I did not believe that.
The tape. That's what a 79-year-old would call it, the tape.
I'm just.
Hold on a second. What's your name again?
Nico.
Hey, guys, can you throw the air conditioning on? What is this? What are we pinching pennies here? Don't worry. I pay for all of it. You can put the air on. You can order a pizza. The way they're acting is that they're paying for it. Because, again, I'll say one thing. And I'm not putting these guys down. This is the best guys you can get on the planet. Do this show. You do this, like, when it comes to them cracking their wallets open, it's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Those little arms can't reach down into the wallet. You know, like a, suddenly they got these little arms. Comes down to pizza. I know I'll go out there. They'll order pizza, and I'll look, and I'll be like, How much is a pizza? Be like $44. What?
$44.
And I'll just notice Michael have a sub. Paddle just have actual cash. Actually takes some money. He doesn't even have the decency to order something. I don't know. I'm making this stuff up, by the way. So you're pumped for, because Kevin Smith, the pride of Red Bank, New Jersey, the owner of the pride of Leonardo is where the quick stop was. Of course, everybody knows it was not Red Bank proper. It was Leonardo, New Jersey, and he's made these movies. He made Clerks, and then he made Mallrats, right? Let me see if I can name all his movies. Do you think I can name all his movies in order, Mike? Watch this. Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Jersey Girl. Was that the sixth movie?
You're missing one.
I'm missing one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an obvious one?
No.
Well, Jersey Girl was next, right?
Jersey Girl's last. You're missing the one before, I think.
No, I've got... Did I get the first six in order?
Yeah.
I've got them. Look,
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, I got them in order. I'm six... I got the first six in order. So after Jersey Girl, he followed that up with... Man, what did he follow that up with? Red State?
No. I'm trying to think of a hint for you, but I don't want to give it away.
Cop Out?
No.
Because Cop Out and Red State were next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Now, still in the very early 2000s.
Say that, Mike? There's two before Red State.
Mm-hmm.
There's two. After Jersey Girl... so close. Hold on. I'm picturing Clerks 2.
Purple.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. That's the one you're
There's
missing.
Clerks 2. Mm. And there's one more?
One more before Cop Out.
So it goes Clerks 2, blank, Cop Out, Red State.
Yes.
Then Tusk.
Yes.
Then Yoga Hosers.
This says there's a movie called Holidays that I'm not even aware of.
I've never heard of
Holidays. No, no.
Then Yoga Hosers.
It's Clerks 2 and then Jersey Girl.
No, dude, you're wrong.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Wrong. So I'm missing one in between. Is it one I'm going to be angry that I'm not getting?
It's not one that really comes to front of mind, but once you get it, you're going to be like, I can't believe I didn't.
Give me a hint, a very soft hint, not anything that make like that. I still have to do most of the work. Wait, what was that? He did a Ray Romano movie.
Yeah.
Sling Blade.
No. That's one of the actors sounds like that.
Oh, I know what it is. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I missed Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to just make a porno here and just trying to...
Is he in studio?
Why are you doing that? You're making fun of me with this, Nico.
No, I'm sorry.
Look, why don't you go stare at your... hero Joe Biden.
No.
Stared his picture. So I named all, because then it's pretty Yoga Hosers, right? And that's the most recent one. Yeah, outside of Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Yeah. You'd think I was the guy's biggest fan.
Well, he's only made like that, so. But. You know, I mean.
I just named all of them. I can't do that for like Martin Scorsese.
Hmm.
Maybe I could.
Yeah.
If you count Mean Streets as his first movie, which isn't true, it's his third movie, right? I'm not doing this all night.
No, no.
Because you go Mean Streets, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Then did he do New York, New York next? Forgot what? Hacky Sack. He made a movie called Hacky Sack? There's no Martin Scorsese movie called Hacky Sack. Oh, Kundun. No, that was not one of the early ones. Did we lose this guy? Finally, this guy. Okay,
no, I'm right here.
Oh, hey, here he is. Oh,
hey, okay. I was hoping for a revamp.
You want a reboot? You want a new identity?
Yeah. Yes.
No, Mary, what? On Twitter, I didn't miss Tusk. Yeah, Nico from Newark, right?
Yes.
Your name is now going to be... You ready for this? And you got to take it if I give it to you.
Oh, I'll take it.
Because you asked for it, mm-hmm. right? Your name is now Joe Biden Fan.
Oh, God.
Joe Biden Fan 69.
Shoot.
From the rest stop, from the Delaware rest stop.
Well.
What's your name now?
Joe Biden Fan 69 from the Delaware rest stop. That's me. Oh, boy. Well.
So go ahead, my friend. You wanted to talk about, you think, what was the one you wanted to talk about? That was the thing that who the F asked for this.
Well, I'm going to say, Hanna-Barbera has been doing a lot of crazy things. For starters, they've been crossovering Hanna-Barbera characters, or even Warner Brothers Looney Tunes with DC superheroes. And I think the most grotesque is Porky Pig and Lex Luthor have their own single-issue comic book that rests comfortably on the shelves, never being sold. And I stop in this local comic store pretty often. It's always there. And it's just, I mean, look up the cover. For me, it's the stuff of nightmares, the stuff I'd see at my favorite rest stop, my favorite hellish rest stop.
Is a Joe Biden, not, sorry, a Porky
Lex
Pig,
Luthor.
Lex Luthor, Porky Pig team up
crossover.
Issue. Crossover.
I've never cracked open the pages, but I think on the cover, Porky Pig is shaving Lex Luthor's head,
mm-hmm. That's
or
charming.
The other way around.
Sure.
Oh boy, yeah. And so I don't understand why they decided to cross over these characters.
But it's just a corporate thing, right? It's all under the Warner
WB.
Brothers umbrella, right?
Hmm. Same thing for the Banana Splits. They just wanted to, yeah.
Because I saw this thing, I was like, Banana Splits, there's a new movie, Banana Splits movie. And I'm like, oh, what's that about? And then it turns out it's like a movie where they're like the Banana Splits. Because Banana Splits was this show from the, I know you think I'm 79, so I must have been in my late 30s when this show aired.
No.
But no, it was... No. It was this show where these guys ran around in costumes, like animal costumes, and they were like, would have like bonk sound effects, like bonk and stuff like that. And they, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And then they'd lip sync to songs. And they had like voices, like I could have done a voice, like, with the, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play another video coming up next.
Yeah, and it was Hanna-Barbera's first thing, and it was pretty unsuccessful. I think it only ran for a season or two.
Yeah, but they would run those things in reruns because they just didn't care, because kids didn't mm-hmm. know. Because there's always a new kid. Like, that's the thing. Every year there's a new five-year-old, and they don't know that this thing is 6 years old at a point.
Yeah, so, I think that's Hanna-Barbera's whole business strategy.
Mm-hmm. Was just like, there's always a new kid. No one can tell. They can't tell the difference between you try to watch. Then you end up like me and you're watching the Flintstones and it's like, I don't know who the Bo Brummels are. Right? Or Ann Margrock. So then So then you move forward. It would be like if you were watching those things and they had like Carmen Electra in them or something, right?
Speaking of.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish this. So then I see there's this movie, Banana Splits. I go watch the trailer for it. And basically in the movie, the Banana Splits are still a thing. And then their show's getting canceled. And then they all start killing everybody. I'm not joking. This is what this movie's about. And I was just like, just don't make this movie. If this is the only movie you can make, you don't have to make this movie. You know what I mean? Are we? And then I said to myself, who the F asked for this? And I was like, well, I just wrote this week's radio show. So,
I haven't seen it, but I saw a great review online by a YouTuber, Pan Pizza. He says it's okay. I was thinking about checking it out. It looks
a great
like a
review.
Lot of fun.
He says it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he said it was a lot of fun.
Pan Pizza. Don't give those guys, don't give them any ideas out there. They'll tack a pan pizza onto tonight's order.
Oh.
Yeah, get a pan pizza.
Can I ask you a question?
I wish you could, but I can't. I'm so sorry.
All right,
you
know, well,
what do you want to ask me? What do you want to ask me?
How much have they spent tonight on pizza?
Oh, no, they'll just order one or two pies. They're in all seriousness, they're pretty responsible with the pies.
Oh, that's actually nice to hear.
Yeah, did you order yet? Yeah, they did. From which place? Probably middle place, right? You ordered a what? You got a middle pie from the good place. All right. So yeah, but then you see this Kevin Smith movie coming out, Joe Biden Fan 69 from the Delaware rest stop. And, you're like, they're rebooting it. 'Cause it's like, it's a remake or a reboot of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, a movie that stars none other than our own AP Mike is in that movie. 'Cause
I've heard on the bus show that,
because he used to fight with Kevin Smith online and was just like, yeah, your movies aren't any good. And for some reason, Kevin Smith took the bait every time and argued with this guy for 4 years. And then he basically did a thing where he put all his haters in the movie. And he got Mike to do a cameo in it. And he went up to you, you talked to him on set? Yeah, he was nice, right? Yeah, he's a nice guy. He seems like a nice guy overall. I got no problem with him. It's just his movies ain't for me, man. They ain't for me. Although you'd think they'd be. I'm from New Jersey, and I experienced a very similar life to him in a lot of ways. But in a lot of ways, I have nothing in common with that stuff. But whatever. Good for him. I'm proud he made it. And I do think if you go to his comic book store, I think it's cool that he has a store and he just sells his things in it too and makes them, he doesn't like charge more for stuff. You know, fans can go there and buy like a script or whatever and he signs all of it. So good. It's good. It's fine. Yeah, I'm going to put the guy down. But that said, this movie, I don't know why it exists, but that said, on top of that, I will see it.
Yeah, that reminds me. What did you say a couple episodes ago? One for the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah. It's the story of my life. One for... What was the one I just recently said?
It was one for the Laser Floyd.
One for Laser Floyd? That was a sad day when I was like, one for Laser Floyd, please. Really, you're here by yourself. Yeah, I guess I'm going to watch this by myself. I'm going to be at this... I'm going to sit in a theater and watch Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd are not here, but I'm going to watch someone do laser interpretation. So I'm just like sitting in a theater watching this thing. It's like by myself.
Oh, boy.
Looking around, watching everybody hanging out with other people. I'm like, yeah, this is the This is from Dark Side of the Moon. Like I'm like talking to people around me. Yeah, it's gonna go, this is the time. And then they're just like, yeah, let's just stare at the lasers. And I remember there was one guy yelling like Floyd or something at it, right? Pink Floyd. I forget what he was yelling. Same theater where I saw King Crimson and the guy was like, Framp. Maybe it was the same guy. I just realized that. Might have been the same guy. Might have just been like, Floyd. And then he goes see King Crimson. He's like, Framp. It's a crazy world, huh? Joe Biden fan 69.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with ourselves, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you, thanks for calling, and you have a great evening.
Oh, you...
Show.
Hi, it's Tom. It's Kat from Raleigh.
Kat from Raleigh, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Hold on, let me, sorry, I just had to turn my speaker off.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm just preparing for a class tomorrow and chilling out, and I saw the topic and I wanted to call in for the first time in a while.
Well, welcome back. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
How's the schooling thanks. Going?
Oh, this is my first time teaching without a TA, and it's, like, sometimes, like, giving me a little bit more imposter syndrome that I don't have anyone I can, I guess, for lack of a better word, riff off, but I'd already been teaching for a year. At least they didn't, like, throw me into the pool, like, not already knowing how to swim. If they had done that to me a year ago, that would have been miserable, but I think getting some nice feedback.
Good. Good. And then what is the class? What is the class?
It's Introduction to Linguistics.
Now, what does that mean? Because, Kat, I'm not very smart. What would that mean?
It's basically just the scientific analysis of language. Actually, it's funny because I was preparing a lecture slideshow on prosody, and prosody has to do with, like, the things you do with your voice to make it, like, rise and fall and get, like, louder and softer, and just the general cadence of your speech and how it can be used to convey different shades of meaning. And just, like, I thought it was fitting for a radio show, and, like, I have a tendency to pick up people's cadences. Like, you have a very catchy sense of prosody. I mean, I find myself going, like, like, on a very regular basis.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Unless you look at that as a bad habit, that you're picking up a thing. You sound like a street tough or a commoner.
I mean, we linguists, we don't, like, we reject the notion that there needs to be a right or a wrong way to speak. We just call it like we see it.
Now, if I'm in your class and I stood up and I raised my hand and you said, all right, what's your question? And I went, I have a question with linguistics. Why do you park in a driveway, but you drive on the parkway? What's up with that? Is that like a linguistics kind of question?
No, that's just a bad comedy routine.
Okay, so that's not a straight up question about.
I mean, the serious answer is that, like, words having multiple meanings is often, like what leads people to study linguistics. It's certainly what led me to study linguistics, like thinking about words that have the same meanings, or like whether you call like the thing you sit on in the living room a sofa or a couch or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just that like most of the people, like they just like are content to have that with just like casual chit chat, whereas we get real, real deep and nerdy about that kind of thing. And we also talk a lot about like accents. Like, mm-hmm. for example, one thing that you say in your accent that I don't is like you say like Florida. I say Florida.
You say Florida.
Yes.
And I say Florida, which is the correct pronunciation. And for some reason, you've chosen to say it incorrectly. You say Florida, which is, I mean, it's a choice. It's not exactly a choice. There's one way to say it, which is Florida.
Why don't you ask the people who live there? I don't know if they actually say Florida in Florida.
So what you just said to me is you don't know if they say Florida in Florida. But I think what you meant to say was you don't know if they say Florida in Florida.
Okay, now I'm just confused. I'm just saying, though, I don't know if people in the state pronounce it the way you do because, I mean, surely the people who live in the actual state have the final say on it. Then again, people in Nevada say Nevada, and nobody outside of that state says it that way, so who knows?
I say it's open to interpretation, and I'm not a linguistics expert.
I mean, that's very descriptivist of you. It's very open-minded of you, and that's what linguists try to foster. We don't want to be grammar cops.
Sure. And I'm not going to tell you what to do in your class, but I think it might be worth asking the students about that you park in a driveway and you drive on a parkway. I think that you can see where that goes.
Well, parkways are originally called because lined with trees, and so they were like parks you could drive through.
Mm-hmm. But you can't park on them.
You get sure, you can. You just get towed.
You get a ticket. Well, that's like, look, you can do anything. I could drive my car off the roof of a building. I can do that, but it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I guess it was like whether you're allowed to, but then that's kind of arbitrary too.
Well, I'm going to learn about linguistics now. Now I'm curious.
I'm flattered.
So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Kat? Did you have something for the topic?
Oh, yes. I've got a few things. They're a bit clustered together because, as some like people might know, you certainly know, I am not originally from North Carolina, and some of the customs down here leave me a bit flummoxed, most notably in the realms of like food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to like just like rag on like pimento cheese or something like, because that just leaves me like mystified, but I know a lot of people like it, so I'm not going to be that mean. But I guess I was just thinking something that actually...
I'm losing you a little bit. Your phone's getting a little...
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
Okay, now something that I did notice and observe in my formative years, and I don't understand any more now than I did as a kid. I mean, Raleigh's got the state fair, and where I grew up in Springfield, Illinois, also had a state fair, and... Who the F asked for so many novelty fried things?
I get what you're saying. I would say there's a limit to what, right? There should be some, right?
Yes. I mean, like, I guess I just am biased because the older I get, the less tolerant my stomach is. I mean, I can look at, just even look at, like, not even at the state fairs, most restaurants, you look at their appetizer list, everything's fried, and I look at that, and it makes me want to run to the toilet.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. It's weird how fried everything is.
Yeah.
Like if you were at, like, the carnival, right? Say you're at the carnival, Kat. What would you order if you're just walking around looking to have a snack?
That's a tough one because I'm not a big fan of carnivals. I hate the food. I hate the rides. I like I'd probably just find some ice cream or something.
Mm-hmm. And that would be, that's where you, you'd cap out at that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to have, say, an Oreo dropped in a deep fat fryer.
Oh, my God. That would be, for me, that would equal several hours worth of indigestion-caused insomnia.
What about a bucket of French fries with chili and cheese poured on top of them and no fork or any utensil? You just got
to
reach
in. I would have to eat with my face like an animal?
You got to, yeah, you either have to just reach your hand in or you got to feed bag it.
Pass.
What about a heat lamp pizza?
That's a good way to get food poisoning.
A slice of pizza clearly has that sweaty pizza. No?
Well, you know how I feel about New York pizza, so...
I don't. Remind me?
I mean, like, I... One time when I was, like, trying... It was like, Tom can't complain. It was like, I called in, like, bashing New York pizza and praising Chicago pizza to the heavens just because I don't like it when New York pizza sits in a glass case with, like, grease pooling on it. That disgusts me.
Yeah, but that's a bad pizza place, though. You just don't eat there. I wouldn't eat at a place where anything sat out. Well, that's not true.
Well,
I would.
That's good. At least you have standards.
And I will. Actually, I don't have standards. I know it's bad, though. I know my standards are on a sliding scale.
I mean, we all have those kinds of, like, things that we know it's going to be a bad idea, but we're going to kick ourselves if we don't go through with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know this is not a good thing, but you certainly, you find yourself doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad behavior. We gotta overcome it. Or we can indulge it sometimes and know we're doing it, but we do better next time. We're allowed. We're human.
I mean, I've just had to learn a lot of this the hard way. Speaking of, like why do you do this and maybe you want to just run to the toilet, mm-hmm. One thing that actually came up in my head today is, like, I'm inclined to think of the thought process behind this is like an intricate social dance that, like, both parties know is wrong, but they're afraid to rock the boat because someone might yell at them. Refilling someone's drink if you haven't even drunk half of that.
You mean like a server coming by and being like, just to refill it?
Yeah, and I haven't even drunk like a quarter of my soda.
Yeah. Well, that I don't know about. I would not be into that if somebody let me get into it. Although, look, I do appreciate they're trying to give me a nice time. They're trying to be thoughtful with the thing and make me feel addressed. But maybe, I know what you mean. They're jumping the gun with it. You know what gets me is when you go to a place and they're so quick to take plates away as soon as you finish. It's like, what are you loading the dishwasher up back there? You got a room for one more, you got to go fit a couple more plates in before you can do a full load. You can't let me just sit with my plate for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, like, everything about, like, food service industry is not merciful toward the slow.
No, it's not relaxing. Until you need it to be fast, and then it's not.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works.
And then the last thing I want to mention is something that I consider a true menace. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they exist outside of Raleigh. I've never seen them, but I feel like someone must have invented them, otherwise it can't be that distinctive to us, but trolley pubs.
Say that again?
Trolley pubs.
Tell me what a trolley pub is.
It's like this, like, open air, it's like a series of benches on wheels, and the gimmick is people sit at them and they drink. And they pedal these bike pedals, but it's all a sham because it's being driven by a guy. These people like to pretend that they're exercising,
yeah.
And they clog up the streets everywhere, and they're horrible.
Oh, I know that thing. Those are all over Nashville. If you go to Nashville, they are the streets are lousy with them.
Yeah.
that they have taken over. They've taken over the city, and it's all people just bombed, and they're fake pedaling their little bike down the street, and it's not real though, like you said.
I mean, it seems like a trivial thing to get bent out of shape about, but I just see them and I think that is a menace.
Yes. It seems like somebody's ready to fall backwards off one of those things.
Yeah. Especially onto your windshield.
Oh, no. I'm in complete agreement with you on that. All right, Kat. All the lines are lit up. I'm going to keep it moving.
Gotcha.
Here. Thank you for the call.
Have a nice night.
And you have a great night. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. I'll be around.
All right.
Bye.
Mike. I'm the son of a loving man. And, right, Mike? He didn't like that song. He didn't like it. I guess he would have rather heard Box of Rain during that part of the movie. Rather have them be at the Playboy Mansion dancing to Box of Rain. Or Saint Stefan off Oxamoxa. Best show, hi.
Hi, Jack and Queen.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call tonight, Jack?
I have one for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Have you seen coffee-flavored seltzer, you know, the Hal's of New York coffee-flavored seltzer?
I have not seen the coffee-flavored seltzer. That does not sound like something I would want to try. I don't know.
You know the Hal's brand?
Is it good? Did you have it? Oh, well, clearly it's not good because you wouldn't have called about it.
No, I didn't have it. I just think it's gross that it exists.
But what if you try it? And you're like, well, how about that? It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to buy it. I don't want to be seen buying it. Like, do you want to be the guy who buys? Like, why didn't you just buy coffee? Or, like, iced coffee?
I'm going to send you $4 to buy one.
No, you don't have to do
that. I'll pay for the eat. Email me or hit me up on Twitter, and I'm gonna send you $4.
Okay, that's too much for it. You know, it's like
part of it's for the embarrassment because clearly you are not into that part of that. So I'm gonna compensate you for your, and I'll give you money to buy something else also to do the old routine of just it's like what the Woody Allen thing is like. I need this. I'm going to get this payday bar, and I need this comb, I guess, what is this, a fidget spinner? I guess I'll get one of these. Oh, and I guess I'll get this can of coffee seltzer, and I'll get a pack of gum, and then I guess I'll buy this hard-boiled egg, and...
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's very generous of you.
We'll cover it. We'll cover it for you. And then you'll have to call up with a report, a show report. Okay?
Okay. I will. I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that for you.
All right. You're on the hook for it now.
All right. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. You have a good night.
You too.
Night. Yeah, this Mike is driving me nuts with some of this stuff. I also saw he was like recommending other books. Were you recommending books or something on or movies? Just like I don't hate everything. And he recommended something. It sounded like homework. Thanks for the homework assignment. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. To whom am I speaking?
This is David in Fairless Hills, PA.
David in where now?
Fairless Hills, PA. That's the name.
Failures Hills, PA?
Fairless Hills.
Fairless.
With folks like me around, you should call it Failures Hills.
Fairless Hills.
Yeah.
Like unfair.
I never really thought about it like that, but I guess, yeah.
Why isn't that just called Unfair Hills?
Yeah, maybe I'll rebrand myself right here on the air. Hi, this is David in Unfair Hills.
No, you don't get to rebrand yourself. I can collaborate with you on the rebrand. Would you like it?
Sorry.
And you have to own it if you sign up for it.
Yeah, I mean, Unfair Hills sounds like sort of a School of Hard Knocks thing type thing.
You don't know if that's what you're going to get.
Oh, I guess surprise me.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your name is Zinc, Z-I-N-C.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the mineral, right? Zinc from the depths of Unfair Hills.
Oh, right on.
How's that?
Yeah, I love it.
Does that fit?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Zinc. So what do you got for me tonight?
Well, Tom, it's your friend Zinc here. I great topic, by the way. I remember you riffed on this a few years back when Fuller House was coming out. You were saying, who ordered this?
Yeah, that's generally how I worked then. I switched the thing, or then I called it, who ordered this? Tonight I call it, who the F asked for this?
It's a question I find myself asking literally every time I open the podcast app. It seems like exclusively, you know, B-plus at best celebrities are hosting podcasts. You got in the sports world, you got J.J. Redick. In the rap music world, you got Joe Budden. Who ordered this? What is J.J. Redick going to talk about in a podcast? Pomade?
Yeah. Right? What's he going to talk about? Scoring in the first quarter and then watching the rest of the game from the bench?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking, you talk all the time about college basketball basically just being like, watching guys who are going to be future lawyers.
I got to watch guy's going to run his father's car dealership. I got to watch him play against a top-level player who's going to be in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Right. A guy who's like 6'9", up against a guy who they're going to be sending to host a podcast about college basketball.
Well, look, to be fair to J.J. Redick, he's a legit NBA player.
But, I mean, can you imagine any insights or fun anecdotes?
You know what? I'm going to flip. I'm flipping on you, Zinc. I actually am in favor of a J.J. Redick podcast. I think that's interesting. I haven't heard it yet. Maybe it's not. But I'm going to say he has piqued my interest by doing one, and you piqued my interest by hyping it to me.
Awesome.
I'm just going to say, look, and the Joe Budden thing, I don't know what the deal with him is. I don't know.
The other one that sticks out, and I can't imagine why anybody in 2019 would have been clamoring for this. You see there's a Ron Burgundy podcast now, the famous Anchorman character.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's the big deal? It's a funny character. You don't have to listen. It's optional. I'm all for him keeping that character going. Why not?
Yeah, I guess it's more just the being confronted with it on the front page. Did you see he interviewed Kamala Harris?
No, I didn't. I did not see that. I didn't hear it, I guess you could say. Will Ferrell's one of the funniest dudes going. Why would I care that he's doing more stuff? Why would that be a bad thing? He's doing one of his funniest characters. It's not like he's doing the guy from Get Hard is doing a podcast. It's not like that character. It's not like he said, hey, I'm going to do my character from Daddy's Home is going to do a character.
I might watch that. And Daddy's Home, too, he actually walks into the house at one point and says, we're back with more daddies. I've never seen an audience gasp quite like that.
So you kind of want it both ways a little bit. You're mad at these things, but you saw Daddy's Home 2 in a theater.
I did. I don't know. I guess
you're kind of trying to have it every which way, aren't you? What's the deal with this Ron Burgundy as this podcast? This is a stupid thing. But you went and saw Daddy's Home 2 in a theater. You literally went. Who did you see it with?
I saw it with my friend Shane and my friend John. We had read so much about it.
Three for Daddy's Home Too. So that's you. You and Shane and John are at the thing. You're going, let's go see Daddy's Home Too.
Yeah, right. They breathalyzed us. No, I had seen the trailer, and I don't know if you saw Mel Gibson's character in the film has e-cigarettes for legs.
Oh, it's you. Oh, my goodness. That's the e-cigarettes for legs. Was that really him? I think that was him. That's a guy who's been calling me for years, and he just says e-cigarettes for legs on things. Well, first of all, great job catching him, Mike. Great job. Yeah, well, you got to get some voice detection going on your end. I'm not mentioning apmike.bandcamp.com now. For the rest of the show, Mike, because of that, I'm not plugging apmike.bandcamp.com. I'm not mentioning the headshots. I'm not mentioning that you have the new songs up and everything. Not doing any of it. But he calls and he does that. He kind of creates the perfect call for me because then I fall for it. Because he acts like he delivers on the call's almost too perfect. And it gives me too much to work with. And then he's fake. He's pretending to be a good caller or a bad caller. I don't know. I don't know, Mike. I think we all we all take the hit on that one, huh? Yeah. Right, Mike? You know this song? It sounds like a 60s song. It sounds like Voice and Heart or something. Best show.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
What's going on?
Who's this?
This is Sean from Aberdeen.
Sean from Aberdeen, out in Washington, huh?
No, New Jersey.
Aberdeen, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where's that again? It's down off of Parkway?
Parkway.
How far down?
Like Central Jersey near
Give me a number. Parkway.
You want a number? 117.
117. That's not that far down.
Yeah.
You're still on the express local stretch of the Parkway.
Yeah. My exit goes to the express.
Yeah. Of course it does.
That's the one.
117. That's a PNC center.
No, that's one down.
That's one down.
114.
114.
Actually, it would be 116, but yeah. It's in Homeville.
Yeah. I can get close enough. You can't spot me that one?
I'll spot you.
So you go to any concerts at the PNC Arts Center this summer?
Not this summer. My sister's into all those, what I call pop country artists, and she was there quite a bit.
Who did she see? Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, that's one.
Mm-hmm. Who else did she see? Luke Bryant.
Big Luke Bryant fan for sure.
Didn't you see that show, Mike? Yeah, Mike saw it.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Dead and Company opened up for them.
No, he's a big fan.
Okay.
So, what's going on? You sound like kind of a tough guy.
I'm not a tough guy.
All right, you got a slight tough guy voice.
I got a little deep.
No, I don't know if you're trying to. I was trying to tough guy me, put me in my place.
No, I'm not trying to strong arm you, Tom.
Good, good.
My topic is about the tough guys, though.
Yeah, what's that? What do you got?
Things for the topic: the city of Philadelphia.
Like what? What about the city of Philadelphia?
There's a lot of things, man. It's just
we were saying because the topic is who the F asked for this,
right? And,
well, how does that tie into the city of Philadelphia?
Let's see. Yeah, who asked for the bad driving from people of Philadelphia?
I'll say this: there's always a battle going on where the people of New York are just like, yeah, these New Jersey drivers, they can't drive, right? And people in New Jersey are like, these New York drivers, they don't know how to drive. But the one thing that New York drivers and New Jersey drivers can agree on is that Pennsylvania drivers really don't know how to drive.
Yeah, they're really bad.
They are so bad.
The rest of the state of Philadelphia or Pennsylvania.
They are the worst drivers in America.
I couldn't think of a state that has worse drivers.
I can't either. I mean, Virginia drivers, look, they got their weird, they have a few too many custom license plates. You ever notice that? There's always,
always
those custom license plates. But,
I'm not a fan of the vanity plates.
But yeah, it's like, Pennsylvania drivers, those are the worst drivers in the country. Maybe the planet.
The only thing that I see that Philadelphia's got going is cheesesteaks, but you can get those here too.
Yeah, that's not a thing that's exclusive anymore.
Right. I mean, we're close enough.
Yeah, can get your hands on a cheesesteak.
And I got one more that's kind of germane to New Jersey, if I can segue to that.
What do you got?
Nobody asked for the Taylor Ham versus pork roll debate.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing that's ever happened in this state. There's this.
Yeah, it's not really. I don't like it because. Who really cares about that?
Yeah, it's dumb. It's just this fake. It's this fake fight that goes on, and you get these people that are just like, they're like, because what is it? It's a processed pork roll or something, right?
Right. So yeah, it's just like ham mixed in like a casing. It's very good. Like if you get a chance to have it.
It's basically like a bologna log, is what it is. Basically, so
yeah,
they got this bologna log, and then people cook the bologna at home, but there's parts of New Jersey where they're like, it's called Taylor ham, and there's other parts where it's called, oh, it's pork roll, and then people like argue.
Yeah. Like,
how about we eat better, everyone? How about that? Isn't that one thing we can agree on? How about we call it bad eating choices?
Fair enough. I think the divide is a North-South Jersey thing, and then that extends to the whole, is there a Central Jersey?
And then that Central Jersey thing. What do you call New Jersey 101.5 with this stuff?
No.
There's a radio station in New Jersey called New Jersey 101.5, and it's the saddest thing you've ever heard in your life because it's just like, it's New Jersey 101.5. And it's like, not New York, not Philadelphia. It's New Jersey. It's like, all right. Really digging in on that.
Yeah, that station's pretty bad.
Yeah. So you're hitting all the New Jersey. So the people don't know if there's a Central Jersey or not. There is.
I think there is. I'm in it.
Yeah, man, you're in it.
I'm in it. I'm living it.
Oh, you're living the dream. You and your sister are going to see the Florida-Georgia line and Luke Bryan. And, tell your sister to look for AP Mike at the next one of those shows.
Yeah, I'll tell her to look up for AP Mike.
He's usually up front. He usually drops, because he sells these headshots, he makes a pile of money, and then he just goes on StubHub and buys really, like, third-row seats to these shows.
Ooh.
And he just goes up front, puts a cowboy hat on, and dances, and gets yelled at for standing up.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah. I saw Vampire Weekend last week at Madison Square Garden, right?
You were at that one?
I was. I was at that one. They're from New Jersey.
Are they really?
Are they really are, yes.
Where are they from? North, south, central?
They're from North Jersey. They're from, look, where are they from? Where in New Jersey? I guess, I can't remember. What town are they from again? I think they're from a fancy part of New Jersey.
All right.
But they're still from
lesser known.
They're still from New Jersey.
That's good, though.
Glen Ridge. They're from Glen Ridge.
Glen Ridge. That's north.
That's fancy, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little fancy.
But you know what? They're still from New Jersey, and they still have the song, Walcott, all the way to New Jersey. Right? You know that part? All the way to the Garden State. And everybody goes, yeah.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah, just like I did. Yeah. They go, yeah. Kind of like you did or I did before you.
You did it better.
Okay. But yeah, it was really great to see, and it's very exciting, and they're a very sweet band, and their record's great, and I'm happy for all their success. It's exciting to see New Jersey people sell out Madison Square Garden.
That's pretty awesome. It's usually those guys from Vermont, and
Fish.
Maybe Mike's one of the Fish.
Yeah, Mike loves them. All right, buddy. You have a great night.
Take.
Boo 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 doo doo boo doo boo. Right? Man, I gotta succeed in my life. I guess I gotta get some success going. You know what I mean, Mike? When's my moment? Where's my moment? It's coming? Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'm not worried then. I'm not worried. I know my moment's coming. I know the deal. Best show. Hi. My moment's coming. I know that. What's up?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Is this Tom?
It is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Who
do you think was going to be on the line? You're like, oh, wow.
Like I thought there'd be more.
Like a carnival wheel stopped and it was me. It's
I was just doing my Ace Davenport impersonation.
Oh wow! Right? Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Can you do an impression of the Hollywood Handbook? The men from Hollywood Handbook.
I think I can.
Oh, that's
more of a Tom impersonation.
That's Sean. Well, do Hayes now. Do Hayes.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. Okay, now do Sean.
Oh wow.
Okay. Oh wow.
Now do Hayes again.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Now here's both of them at the same time, you know this one. We'll do both. Who do you want to be, Hayes or Sean?
I think I do a better Hayes.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You know? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, buddy. So, well, let's get to it. What do you got for me? What's your name? What's your name again?
This is Jared from
Subway? Oh, well, no.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Never mind.
Not that Jared.
Go ahead. Jared Harris, son of Richard Harris?
Brother of Steve Harris.
From Iron Maiden? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So your name's Jared. Where are you calling from, Jared?
Yeah. Calling from New Hampshire.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So you're calling from New Hampshire. What's going on in New Hampshire tonight?
Oh, not much. Just listening to the best show.
Yeah, I figured that.
I just have something for the topic.
Mm-hmm. Can you do the Kelsey Grammer falling? Can you do that?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, good Lord. Come on.
Oh, good Lord.
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 Still the best thing I've ever seen. So go ahead. So what do you got for me, buddy?
I'm not in front of my computer right now because the podcast is playing there, so I kind of have to stay away from there. But have you heard of the new McDonald's podcast?
The new McDonald's podcast. You mean the restaurant has a podcast?
Yeah, they're doing a. They have some important information they feel they need to clear up about the whole Szechuan sauce with Rick and Morty.
Is this real?
This is very real. I was just looking up the article. I was going to reference it so I could have, you know, more topic points, but if I go near my computer, I get some feedback.
So McDonald's has a podcast now where they talk about Szechuan sauce because on Rick and Morty, they started like a class war over people fighting over the sauce.
Yeah, and they feel that the McDonald's angle of the story is what really needs to come out because that's the important bit. So
yeah,
they're gonna make a podcast to clear the air, and I think they're gonna re-release the Szechuan sauce.
Re-release it. This is the saddest. Used to be that people would build like railroads. In this
now they're doing Szechuan reruns.
Young people used to just be like building barns and stuff. You know what I mean? Like it'd be like this is a dirt road. Let's make it a paved road. And that was like young people doing that. Now these kids are just like, and look, I'm not saying it because there's people my age doing it too. 79 and up are still talking about this stuff. Everyone's stunted now. Everyone's stuck. Everyone's stuck. Everyone's a fake hero now. Everyone's a fake hero. And they think they're being heroic by, that they accomplish something by making McDonald's drum up more of this Szechuan sauce. They actually think they did something.
I think it'll be a good substrate for building new roads.
We did it.
In the future.
We did it. They're going to make more Szechuan sauce. Well, are they giving it out? No, we have to buy it, of course. When we buy the chicken McNuggets. Wow, you guys really showed them. You made them make a difference. They altered something slightly to make more of a different kind of sauce in the vats of sauce they're making. All they did was just change a little bit of the ingredients so that suddenly it's Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, they invented a whole.
It still has the same new arena, like the glues and all the things that like bond that stuff is still in there, but it's like you're still gonna go buy. Remember when they like rioted at the McDonald's and it was like that's when they should have just made it optional to be in this country. They should have just been like, we are arranging transport into space. If you want to get out of here, this riot at the McDonald's over the Szechuan sauce is enough for us to charter some spaceships. We don't know where we're going. This technology is very shaky. There's a good chance the spaceships will blow up because we don't have it figured out exactly. But we do know one thing. We have to get out of here. Who wants to get on the spaceship and escape? Because America now, it's like a zombie thing, but it's instead of like zombies, it's Szechuan sauce. I think the funniest thing ever is on like online when people have this thing about how Rick and Morty is smart. Where like the people who like Rick and Morty think they're so much smarter, which is, look, it's a funny show. I like the show a lot. I'm not putting the show down.
I think you have to be a genius to watch it.
Oh, calm down. Now you're playing into it. You were probably one of those kids jumping around for the Szechuan sauce, weren't you?
But yeah.
The one kid jumped on the counter and was like, "Rah!" Where is that? Is that a clip? Dudio, can you find that? Like the McDonald's had the Szechuan sauce and they were lined up. I don't know, man. If you're leaning, you could be cleaning. That's what I say.
That's what I always heard growing up.
They used to pave roads, man. There used to be roads. Yeah. Now you have people ironically lining up for Szechuan sauce. I don't
know. Is it ironic, though?
I think they don't even know if it's ironic anymore. I don't know if it's ironic. I don't know if what I'm doing right now is ironic. I don't know. Right?
Well, you guys know Szechuan sauce? I want Szechuan sauce! Where's my Szechuan sauce? I'm Pickle Rick! My beloved dog, dog! I'm Pickle Rick!
I think this is just...
Now he's rolling around on the floor. This kid's actually pretty good. I take back everything I said. I'm so in favor of this kid.
I think they're just this kid kind just, of influencing a new generation of performance artists.
This kid just charmed me. He's like Soy Bomb. He's like what's his face? I used to see that dude, Soy Bomb. Remember the guy went up when Bob Dylan was at the Grammys or something, went on stage and was just like, started jumping up on stage and had Soy Bomb written on his chest? That dude used to perform at Luna Lounge every Monday. Can't remember his name. Michael something? Strahan? Michael Strahan? No, it's not Michael Strahan. I can't remember. Not Michael Moore. He's a very funny guy, but he used to do that. Now this young guy yelling about the Szechuan sauce is maybe, yeah, like you said, he's just doing performance art.
Szechuan sauce? I want Szechuan sauce. Where's my Szechuan sauce?
I'm Pickle Rick.
My beloved dog. I'm Pickle Rick.
Now he jumps down while he's rolling on the floor.
Rick, I'm Pickle Rick.
That's pretty good. I actually am completely. This kid has completely won me over, and I take back everything I just said.
I think he may be the first guest on the McDonald's podcast.
He should be. What I'm going to do now is when the spaceship gathers everybody, I'm staying. I'm going to help you losers carry your bags to the spaceship and get out of here. I'm happy to be here now. I've done a complete 180 on this. This guy should be our leader. I like this kid. I'm pro this kid. He jumped on the counter, started screaming about Pickle Rick. Yeah, good for him. I'm pro him.
Sounds
he had
like,
a good time. As long as he didn't bug the employees, he had a good time. Good for him.
Sounds
I'm pro.
Better than...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to do another impersonation.
Of what? What are you going to do?
I'll hold off.
No, let me hear it now. Now you have to do it. Now you have to do the impression.
Guys... Sounds better than freaking Tito and Chief over here.
Who's that?
It's like a combination between one of the Hamburger Men and Sean Clements.
Well, you can't split impressions half and half. That's not how impressions work. Pick one. Do it again. Pick right. One and do it again. What are you going to do, Sean now?
I'll do Hamburger Man.
Do Hamburger Man. Which one? And I was reading online. Somebody was just like, oh, I was trying to listen to best. I always love when it's like, I tried to get into the best show. I couldn't do it. He sucks. Like, I'll read a thing which is like, he sucks. I couldn't get in. Like, I heard him on another podcast. Tried to listen to the best show, but I don't like it. He sucks. And then people were like, eh, just give it a few episodes. You'll get on board and you won't get off. Kind of like, the spaceship that you squares are going to get on while the rest of us stick around here with our Szechuan sauce.
That's where I'm stuck right now. I guess I'm
you're between two
trapped
worlds.
On the spaceship now.
Yeah. So go ahead. Give me the impression now of all just right. Hamburger Men. Because they were moaning about me picking on Hamburger Men, which is this podcast that these two guys do where they go like, hey, we're going to Red Robin, and they... Or like, oh, the onion ring tower was delicious. And then they hand them, they literally, a truck backs up and pours money on them.
Yeah, and I found it kind of unfair that you'd make fun of them so much because they actually don't want to do the podcast, and it's actually very bad.
Oh, no. They don't want to do it? No, they love doing it. It's a funny podcast. I like the show. I'm teasing. Don't you people know that? We're all in the same business. You watch a basketball game, The guys don't play for two different teams, or ladies, there's the WNBA. They don't play for different teams. They play for one team called the National Basketball Association, or the Women's National Basketball Association. And that's how the podcasting community works. We're all on the same team, baby.
Earwolf.
I'm not on Earwolf. Get off my phone, Earwolf. What, are they, do they want me? Wait, did you hear something? Yeah, so... Also, we got to get verified, Mike. I'm verified on Twitter. You're not, and it's beyond the pale that you're not verified on Twitter. It's disgusting. Because I saw like a fake account. Somebody's pretending to be you. That's got to stop. I'm serious. I'm not joking now. That's not cool. I don't like it. And so, if anybody out there knows how to get any shortcuts, how to get verified, any connections, reach out. I want to get verified on Instagram. I look on Instagram, I see some of these people verified. It's like, I could be verified too. Help me out, huh? Would you? I ain't asking for much. I ain't asking for much. Much. I've said, Lord, take me downtown. Wait, what does he say in that song? The song's called Tush, right? Or is it Tush, according to them? I'm just looking for some Tush. What are the lyrics on that? I don't know. That's so whiny. Yeah, I'm not feeling great. Also, I didn't mention that. I have a blinding headache. Yeah, I'm just looking for some Tush. I ain't asking for more. I've been bad. I've been good. Dallas, Texas, Hollywood. I ain't asking for much. I said, Lord, take me downtown. I'm just looking for some tush. Yikes. You're going to get on the lyrics of the Son of a Lovin' Man, but you'll still wear your dumb ZZ Top shirt here every week, huh, Mike? I guess you overlook it then. Best show.
Hi, this is Skip from D.C.
Skip from D.C. What's up, Skip?
Not too much. What's up with you?
Best band from D.C. Give me five right off the top of your head. Best five bands from D.C.
Oh, wow. Black Flag.
Black Flag are not from D.C.
Isn't Rollins from D.C.?
Yeah, he has. He moved to California to join Black Flag. Come on, Skip.
I'm sorry. I grew up in Maine, so I can't claim...
Best bands from Maine, then.
Rustic Overtones.
Rustic Overtones. Keep going.
I think Ray LaMontagne is from Maine.
Okay.
Patty Griffin, the folk singer.
Patty Griffin, okay.
It's some Thin Soup up there.
I'm going to name a few. You tell me... Do you know these bands? 8 Gig? A 6 Gig?
I don't.
The Mallet Brothers Band?
I don't.
Paranoid Social Club?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Schooner Fair?
Yeah, I know Schooner Fair. That's like they play like sea shanties at restaurants.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. The Fog Cutters?
That I don't know.
Arborea?
Nope.
Outbreak?
Wait, what was the last one?
Outbreak.
No, that sounds cool, though.
Do you know who was in Outbreak? Was the monkey Marcel from Friends. David Schwerin did not like that monkey. He played the monkey in Outbreak. He was on Friends, Marcel. Okay. What was the fixation on Friends with everybody having a pet?
Yeah.
A monkey and a duck and a...
And nobody had a dog, as far as I can recall.
Can't get a dog, can't get a cat?
Yeah. A lot of Forced Whimsy.
Forced Whimsy. I think that's a band from Maine.
They also play CCS.
That sounds like the worst hardcore band ever, Forced Whimsy. So go ahead, Skip. What name a good DC? Name some good DC bands, though, since you're since you know some.
Honestly, come on. It's not going to go well for me. Chuck Brown, the Go-Go guy, was from DC.
Chuck Brown, yeah, you got the Go-Go. Good, you represent that scene.
Man,
I'll give you a hint. Minor.
Threat.
Minor Threat. Okay, good, good, good. How about Nation of?
Oh, boy.
Nation of. How about, what's the stuff you put on your face? What's the stuff you put on your face?
Shave cream, soap.
No. What's the stuff? You got blush, there's lipstick, there's eyeshadow.
Makeup.
Makeup. The makeup. What about them?
Sure. Oh, I didn't know about them, but I do now.
That's another one of your favorites. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Top five for sure.
So there you go. So what did you call about, Ski Up?
Well, I called for who asked for this.
Yeah, who the F asked for this.
Yeah.
Because like this Banana Splits movie, I don't want to watch. As bad as that show was, why do we have to make these dudes killers now all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
Why do I got to watch the Banana Splits kill people? Ain't enough that they were wholesome before. You know what we should do is make them creepy, make them kill people. That's the easiest thought in the world. What if we take a positive thing and make it mean?
Maybe the real artistic choice would be to like take something in the other direction, you know?
Like a mean thing like and make it nice.
Yeah, do like a reboot of Spawn where he like teaches kids lessons about sharing.
Yeah, exactly. Do that. I would watch that or do... get what's his name? Nightmare Man? Freddy Krueger. Take Nightmare Man and you get him to like be like helping people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he helps like people with little, like trauma.
Like the little clips they used to have at the end of G.I. Joe where they would teach you about like don't go swimming in a quarry. But he could be Freddy Krueger.
Wait, was that really a lesson on G.I. Joe? Don't go swimming in a quarry?
I'm fairly certain that was one, yes.
All right. Dudio, please find. Type in G.I. Joe, don't go swimming in a quarry. And if this guy's right about it, he moves up. He moves up. He gets gold caller status.
Oh, no. There's a lot riding on this.
If he's wrong, he's banned for 10 years. And the show is going to stop in one. So it's a 9-year ban post show.
So I said nothing.
You say you can't find a thing about swimming in a quarry.
I'm sorry.
And who would be like, hey, this is G.I. Joe. Don't go swimming in quarries. Kids.
I mean, the lesson landed because I never went swimming in a quarry, so.
All right, then go ahead with what you want. We're going to keep moving here. What do you got?
So a few months ago on the show, you played the version of Perfect Day with Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah, and Lou Reed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think who the F asked for this is pretty much any pop or rock song that features an opera interlude. Because I don't really understand who they're going for. Like, I don't think opera fans are interested in this at all.
No, opera fans aren't interested in that at all.
And it seems like a grab for maybe legitimacy or something, but it seems pretty misguided. There was an album U2 did, but they didn't release it as a U2 album. They released it like it's called Passengers, that had a song where they sang with Pavarotti, and it's a perfectly good song. But then at the end, there's just like 2 minutes of opera, and I'm not really clear on sort of. What they were trying to accomplish with that.
The best opera songs, best rock, like songs that include actual opera and like pop music, what are they?
Oh, man.
Falco, Sound of Music, of course.
Yes.
Eric Carmen, All By Myself, which is, like a classical song, a Rachmaninoff song.
Okay.
That's classical music. That's not opera, though. Sound of Music by Falco. Then what about that Meek Mill song? You know that one from the, you know Meek Mill song? that has like the...
Yeah, I'm not going to be much help on this one.
You're not going to be able to help me on that? Let me see if I can find it here. Hold on. Hold on, Chief.
Sure thing.
You like being called Chief?
I'm not wild about it. It's better than Guy.
Wait, it wasn't that one. You're not wild about it?
I'm not wild about it, no.
Well, hey, man, there's worse things you could get called. Lord knows, I think, is what it was. Now you zip your lips while I play this for a second. Right? This might have swear words, so I'm going to have to bleep it real quick.
All I wanted was a new Mercedes.
Okay, well, that's less than I thought it was. No, but that has the... Oh. It is all in it, that song. Lord knows. My Meek Mill has that has an operatic quality in it, and it's good.
But a little opera goes a long way, I would say.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think if you like opera, you can't get enough opera.
No, but do you want opera in your Lou Reed?
Look, man, that version of that song, that's a bad thing, but it's also I'm kind of glad it exists, though, right? It's all right that dumb things exist.
Yeah, but I just don't know who it's for.
That's a fair point. That's the whole topic. You're right. You showed me. Yeah, you're right.
And I did have one other that I wanted to bring up for the topic.
What's that?
When I was a kid, Marvel Comics produced a comic called What If?
Yes.
And it would be like, they would take a famous story and they would say, like, what if it happened differently? You know, what if Spider-Man joined the Fantastic Four or whatever? Yeah. And even as a kid with very little discernment or anything like that, basically taking whatever comics my parents would let me buy, I read this and I was like, this is very odd.
Well, my friend, you better get ready because that's going to be a series.
Okay.
What If is going to be a Marvel series.
Is that true?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be an animated series. So wrap your head around that, my friend, Chief.
Well, they liking it less and less. I guess Disney's got better marketing research than I do, so clearly someone is asking for this. But
someone wants it.
Yep.
And you'll watch it, too. You'll watch all of it. You'll watch every episode of that. Did the pizza show up? Was it good? Is there any left? None? There's none left? Man. I don't know. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a good night.
Just a perfect day.
It's Lou Reed.
Drink sangria in park.
And Luciano Pavarotti standing across from him.
And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed the animals in the zoo. Then later, movie two. And then home.
Here we go. Luciano, get ready. Completely in favor of this now. I think this is.
Problems all left alone.
Man, tonight I think I'm flip flopping on everything. I think this is my favorite version of the song now. Why not? Right? Are you gonna listen to it? Just do it straight again? I'll do a weird version of it. You got the straight version. Let him do a weird version. But then, as I'm watching this, I notice that there is a clip that I'm going to need to check out, Luciano Pavarotti and James Brown. I don't know about that. It's a man's man's world. What's that? Well, we're going to find out, aren't we, Mike? Oh, it's such a perfect day. And he's so behind on it. I'm glad I spent it with you. So James Brown is on stage now. And he just blew a kiss to Luciano Pavarotti. Well, this might be the...
This is a man's world.
And I never understood. This is a man's world. What is he, breaking the news to anybody? Dudes are in charge? This is a man's world. But then it wouldn't be anything without the love of a woman or a little girl. Come on. We can beat this. Whatever. I'll check that out later. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Chandler from Yampertown, Alabama.
Hold on. Let's slow this down. Chandler from Yampertown?
Yampertown.
Yampertown. Where's Yampertown, Alabama?
So it's about halfway between Tuscaloosa and Huntsville.
Okay. Like, how far are you from Huntsville?
I'm about an hour and a half from Huntsville, west.
Are you going to go to the comedy shows in Huntsville? Is it worth driving? They have a comedy stage there now that our own Jason from Huntsville performs at.
Can't say I'm a big stand-up comedy guy, but I'm a fan of Jason, so I might have to make my way out there.
I think it's more improv, not stand-up.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm much more amenable to that, so yeah, I'll look into that.
Okay. So what else is going on tonight, Chandler?
Trying to get over a respiratory infection.
Sure.
Got to take the day off of work tomorrow. Doctor's order, so...
Could you be any sicker, right? Get it? Your name's Chandler.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
What's it been like having the name Chandler as with the specter of Friends hanging over that night?
You know, not too bad. I don't get that as much as you would think I would. Mm-hmm. Maybe because... I don't necessarily give off that vibe, so people don't necessarily associate me with that character.
I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
Do you know what Chandler's middle name is on Friends?
I have no idea.
No idea. Interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Friends buff. Or I'm not a big Friends buff, so yeah, could not help you out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting.
But I've got one for the topic, if
what
you don't
do you
mind.
Have? What do you have?
Well, John Mellencamp is developing a Broadway musical based entirely around his song Jack and Diane, and when I saw that headline, I mean... First of all, who needs it? And second of all, I mean, how is that possibly going to be developed into an entire show?
Well, there'll be the Tasty Freeze, I'm sure, and there'll be a chili dog, right?
Oh, yeah.
Outside the Tasty Freeze. And then they'll be talking about, I don't know. I'm sure that's why he's still working on it.
Well, you know, in the press release, it says that he's going for the underbelly of the American dream, like it's some sort of, like, Lynchian blue velvet take on his
song. I think we're... Come on, give the guy a shot. Give him a shot.
And then he says he's shooting for Steinbeck. They're trying to get as close to Steinbeck as they can get.
Whatever. Good for him. He's trying to do good stuff. Look, the banana splits thing, whatever. I get what you're saying. I don't know. I can't fault the guy. He's not my favorite guy. But whatever. I ain't going to see the thing. So maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, Chandler. You still don't know his middle name, huh? Do you think people are screaming? Do you think people are screaming right now, his middle name? Do you think people are screaming because they know? Because I'm saying, what is it? And people are like, I know what it is.
Maybe. I don't know.
Our friend.
But this is like, he's already struck out on Broadway once. Like, you know, he developed that Ghost Brothers in Darkland County with Stephen King a few years back, and it was a complete flop.
John Mellencamp did Ghostbusters? What did you say?
It was something along those lines, yeah.
Yeah, somebody pulled a full list of the G.I. Joe public service announcements. No mention of quarries. Of swimming in a quarry. Yeah, look, maybe you and I just go see the John Mellencamp thing. We just, the only way for us to decide, you drive up from Alabama, right? We'll go see the thing. We'll check it. We'll make our minds up.
All right.
And whoever was right gets to punch the other one in the stomach.
All right. Well, take care, Tom.
All right, buddy. You have a great night.
You too.
I want to know if we got any people here tonight that like to get high. We got any people tonight that are high? All right, then listen. You know, every once in a while we like to get a little wasted. We like to take a taste of alcohol. And I tell you, when we won't get going, we ain't gonna be drinking no Southern Comfort, no, no! No, we ain't gonna be drinking no tequila! Cause I tell you, when we won't get going, you know there's only one drink that gets us moving! I can't hear ya! Give me a louder cold shit.
All right, I got a little question for you.
I want to know if we got any people here tonight that I can get high.
How many people here that can take a taste of alcohol?
We got any people tonight that are high? All right, then listen.
All right. I know, you know,
once in a while, we like
so hot outside. You always need something to cool you off. There's got to be some people out there that like to drink tequila. All right. I was talking to somebody backstage before, and they would tell me there's a lot of you people there that like to drink vodka and orange juice. Yeah. I tell you something, when you're down in the dumps and you need something to bring you up, there's only one thing that's gonna do it the way you want it. What's that? I can't hear you! Cold shit!
Here's a song about alcohol! When you're down in the dumps and you need something to bring you up! There's only one drink gonna do it for you. You know what I'm talking about, Richmond? I can't hear you!
and you need something to bring you up. There's only one drink gonna do it for you. Just make sure you're not gonna drink and drive when you got some cold gin. I wanna know what. I wanna know if we got some people here that like to drink a little bit of alcohol. You know, I'm not talking. I know it's getting close to Christmas, but I'm not talking about Gluck. I love Gluck. Makes you feel so good. But this song is about alcohol. If anybody's going to be drinking tonight, make sure you got somebody to drive you home. This song's called...
Write about what you know, and I've had this character for about 10 to 12 years, and he's my favourite character I've ever come up with, but I had to wait for the right time and the right format for him. You know, everything I've done has come from the character first, the lead character first. It suddenly clicked a couple of years ago he should be in a care home, because it's all about kindness.
It's unexpectedly moving in places as well.
Yeah, it is moving. I don't know why it's unexpected, because I've always snuck in a bit of pathos. I've always snuck in a bit of drama.
The office.
So first question, right off the bat, saw it on Twitter yesterday. We shoot Clerks 3 in May, hit somebody shoot September through Christmas. In February, doing Moose Jaws, but after that, I smell a rat. Mall Rat sequel, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was the first time I said it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So how far along is it in production, or is it just in early stages?
It's half a script right now, and we're pulling our loot together. I mean, up until the beginning of 2016, so it feels like by the time we get to May 2016, we're going to be shooting.
That is awesome news. You just made my morning, sir.
Not quite my tempo. Here we go. 5, 6.
Oh, wow. You know.
Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go.
I fell in love in the front seat of a 56 Ford at a drive-in movie, sliding over a girl in shorts and necking a little on a bench seat, no gear shift in the middle. She was young and eager. It didn't take much to slip in gear.
I want to get it. Do you want to need it? I'm going to have it. Who's going to have to? Your lady, if you get it, you're going to give it. I need it in the morning. I need it in the evening. I got to get it when I'm on a picnic. And lady, you know you want to give it up? You got to give it up.
So when I'm lifting these things, I'm literally thinking about combat. I'm literally thinking about fighting for my life. I put myself in a state right before I'm going to work out. Chalk it up. I'm about to get an intense workout in. I really feel like I'm about to do battle. I get my head in place.
Show back. What's up? That's right. Another song from the soundtrack, Mike. It's a good song. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I like them. You mean, do I like the original broadcast over AM radio? Yeah, I do. I like hearing that. You don't? You don't? I'm sorry. Well, different. Sitting around. What is this? This whole thing. He doesn't like sitting around doing this. Where are you in such a... What are you in a... You gotta get a train? What's the rush? I don't like sitting around doing... Oh my... Ay, ay, ay. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
You are speaking to Paul in Toronto.
Paul in Toronto. What's up, Paul?
Oh, not too much. You know, enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something for the topic.
What do you have?
It might be a long shot, but I came up with something. Okay, so...
And also, let me just say this before you get into it. Those clips I was playing of Paul Stanley from Kiss talking about cold gin... Could you hear that?
I think one of those was from Toronto.
This is what I want to say. He clearly doesn't know how alcohol works. Because if you're drinking alcohol, you don't want to get up, right?
That's correct, Des.
There are other things. If you're out and you're trying to get up, you don't. Alcohol is a depressant. It's not going to bring you up. Look, it might make you go crazy and have fun. Not saying it's not going to, couldn't do that. Look, he doesn't know how it works because he also says he talked to some guy who told him that everybody in that town drinks vodka and orange
juice. Vodka and orange juice.
Yeah, you know that crazy, weird, rare drink? Vodka and orange juice? I heard you guys drink vodka and orange juice here. Yeah.
I love how he says it, too. Like, his delivery is it's really funny. I listened to that whole, like, 45 minutes of that stage banter. It's the most entertaining Kiss thing I've ever come across.
Yeah. So, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, my Toronto friend?
Okay, well, this might be a long shot, but... what I was thinking is, this might be a dated reference, but something nobody ever asked for. And it's basically two things, but you could pick whatever you think is better for the topic. Stomp or Blue Man Group.
Who asked for that?
Yeah.
Look, if somebody wants to watch someone dance around the garbage can lid, I can't stop them. It seems like people wanted it because they were into it, right? And Blue Man Group, I saw them in Vegas perform at the Criss Angel Benefit, and they shot paintballs at Flavor Flav or something, whatever happened. And Steve-O. It was a special night.
Okay, well, I did not know about that. That, in retrospect, yeah, I take that one back.
So tell me about what's up in Toronto now.
Well, I'm not going to lie, Tom. By the end of the show, it's not, well, obviously, like, well, you know what tomorrow is, but personally for me, it's especially painful because it's a very bad anniversary. Rather not get into it, but yeah.
What's that, 9/11? Yeah, it's the worst.
Well, I mean, personally, a few years before that. Mm-hmm. So, 20th anniversary of something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, I
look, yeah. you get through, all you can do is get through the day, okay? You just...
Okay, anyways, but, okay, when I had another pivot...
Uh-huh.
Good thing. Okay, you didn't go for the first two, but, okay, what about this? Street performers who aren't buskers but are extremely not obnoxious.
The extremely obnoxious street performers?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, that's okay, the worst.
Obviously, you spend a lot of time in Toronto. Have you ever heard of Xanta?
Xanta. What is who is Xanta?
He's this guy. He basically like goes around Toronto, just wearing shorts, like work boots and a Santa hat, and he does push-ups. He was basically banned in front of Breakfast Television at, you know, the 299 Queen Street, which is the big Toronto morning show on television. He was basically banned from downtown Toronto because he just would just get up in people's faces and block traffic and do push-ups in the subway.
Xanta.
There's also this, like, guy, Peter Parkour. He's this guy who dresses up like Spider-Man.
Hold on. That might be the best thing I've ever heard. Peter Parkour?
Yeah, and, like, Young Dundas Square, like, that's where all those people, like, congregate and ply their trade, but... Yeah, he's kind of like, you know, a not nice person.
Peter Parkour, but he's like, is he like yelling to get tips and stuff?
No, he just does it.
He just does what?
He climbs on stuff.
Yeah.
Like mailboxes, like.
But he's dressed like Spider-Man?
Yeah, the whole deal. Mask and everything.
So he's in a full Spider-Man costume and he calls himself Peter Parkour.
Uh-huh.
And he climbs stuff and jumps around on stuff. I kind of want to see that. I'm sorry. I think you just bought it. I'm coming back to Toronto.
Well, but at the same time, he's like, from what I heard, he's kind of like verbally abusive to people.
Well, that's not cool. Because first of all, Spider-Man would not be verbally abusive to anybody unless it was like Dr. Octopus. Like, that's all he would, the only one he would be verbally abusive to when he calls him names, nicknames. You know what I mean? He teases him. But.
Well, like
go ahead, Paul.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for the time. The only other thing I ever had was the second Bad Religion album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who asked for that? You know, you have How Can Hell Be Any Worse, and then you have, like, basically, Journey.
Uh-huh.
You know, since, like, I didn't know that until, like, recently. I just thought it went from How Can Hell Be Any Worse to Suffer. And then I discovered this, and I'm like, huh. What? Anyways.
You learn a new thing every day, Paul. Maybe you learn about Bad Religion. Maybe you learn about Peter Parkour. It's all you can do is keep your antennae up.
That's correct. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, buddy. You have a good night.
good as I thought, but...
You did great. Come on, Paul. Come on. Stop beating yourself up. Was it a perfect call? No, it wasn't. Most of them aren't. But you put some points on the board. You did well. You walk out of this call hanging you with your head held high.
Well, thank you very much for saying that, Tom.
All right,
that really means a lot to me.
Well,
you have a good night.
You have a great night. Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye.
Some creep just put a picture of the thing that was stuck on the P.O. box. Is that him? What? I don't like it. When he stuck it on my P.O. box. Saying apmike.bandcamp.com. Creep me out. I don't like it. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Dave.
Who's this?
This is Dave in West Palm Beach.
Dave in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, that Peter Parkour, that's the kind of thing where you think, why wasn't I clever enough to come up with that myself?
Yeah. I feel like I feel like somebody left $1 million on the table when I hear
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that cold gin, that brought me back to summer 1991. I met basically my first girlfriend. She looked at me and she said, what is this song? It's cogent, time again. I don't know who sings it. I don't know what it means. She's like, it's cogent, time again. It's the only thing that keeps us together. I said, I don't know what that is. And we asked everyone we knew, what is cogent time again? And finally figured out that you're saying it's cold gin time again.
Not cogent.
But that's, you don't have the internet to look it up. You don't know.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So what's going on in West Palm Beach?
I have my phone line now because last
pretty
time
good.
I called it.
Pretty good.
Really
you're doing all right. You're doing all right.
Okay. Because
Let me just say one thing real quick. Hey, you guys want to cut the air a little bit? What is this, a meat locker? I feel like it's rocky. I feel like I'm a side of beef. You're going to come in and train, punch me while you train? Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah. I called last week and I told you about the Oh Good Lord mix with Royals.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah.
Did you make that?
Yeah, I did. It's dumb.
Well, should we play it? Should we play the whole thing?
Oh, you could maybe play 41% of it because that's about the average percent watched.
So people watch 41% and then click it off?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because seeing the views roll in kind of gave me a little insight on who listens to your show and when. Mm-hmm. Because they kind of came in over the past 4 days. They got like 100 this day, 100 that day, some from Australia, some from Tokyo, a lot from New York, It's kind of a little peek behind the curtain on who is listening and when they're listening.
Yeah, you got some algorithm. You got some stats.
Yeah, some Vimeo stats.
Yeah, man.
There's a big bucks for that.
Well, look, why don't you introduce your video, introduce your song, and then I'll play it. Well, do you have something for the topic?
I don't really.
Okay, good. Tell everybody your name and then say, this is the song you made, and then I'll play it. It'll be like being a DJ. Like Mike Hated from the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack.
Okay, so my name is Admiral Dave, and this is Oh Good Lord, L-O-R-D-E, as requested by Julie Klausner.
And it's a combination of Kelsey Grammer falling on the stage and Lord.
Exactly.
Say that.
Oh, and it's a combination of Kelsey Grammer falling off the stage. Oh, and you notice he didn't realize it was the shape of the United States. He just said it was a jagged edge. Like, he didn't even know what kind of stage he was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a combination of Kelsey Grammer falling off the stage and Lord Royals.
Thank you.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
Oh, Lord.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm not proud of my address.
I was doing the 50th anniversary show for Disney.
Oh, Lord.
No postcode envy.
There was a stage.
Oh, Lord.
Dripping in the back.
And there were stars on the edge of the stage.
Oh, good Lord.
The stage part ended. The stage part ended in Jagged Edges.
I say one thing. Guy was right. Man, 44 seconds. That's just about enough. He made the video, though. I appreciate it. Julie requested it. He made it. Ain't seen a whole lot of get up and go from the Best Show staff. We got Yakov Smirnoff called in about 2 months ago. Then a whole lot of nothing going on after that. Right? You working on anybody, Dudio? No. I got something. No, you don't. How about you, Mike? Be honest. No, you can't bring Yakov Smirnoff back. Just say yes or no. No, okay, that's fine. Pat ordered the pizza. Okay, fair enough. That's all I wanted to hear. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Dan in Oklahoma City.
What's up, Dan?
Well, I've got a story that fits in with the topic pretty nicely.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Well, I would like to hear your story.
All right. A little backstory here. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City has a new mayor, and he's a cool mayor. He's 39. And basically his entire campaign was, hey, here's another picture of me and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's me and here's me and Wayne Coyne and me and Russell Westbrook. I'm cool.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Well, like when he was campaigning, was he just like the Flaming Lips said on their album Soft Bulletin,
did he like drop lyrics and stuff in his campaign speeches?
Oh, he dropped the lyrics. He got a street named after Flaming Lips, and yeah, you've got him in a nutshell.
Do you realize that Election Day is November 4th?
Exactly.
And it's Yoshimi versus the Pink Robots, and it's me versus my esteemed opponent.
It's like you live here, Tom.
And he would be like, Russell Westbrook brings the thunder when he plays, and I plan to bring the thunder when I am your mayor.
Exactly.
So go ahead. So this guy, this cool mayor.
Yeah, it's a cool mayor. Now, we're opening up a new park downtown. Gonna be a really nice park.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor decides we're going to have an outdoor concert. Now, if you were the cool mayor and you had the entire park's budget at your disposal, who would you hire to play this concert?
To play the cool concert?
Yeah.
Flats and Scruggs?
Yeah, even better. Kings of Leon.
All right, so he brings Kings of Leon in. Where are they from now?
They're from Oklahoma City.
Okay, well, that's at least... Well, that makes a little bit of sense.
All right, so this concert is in 2 weeks, and this is where it ties into the topic. There is tight security at this. They're checking you for blankets. They're checking you for pets. There is metal detectors at every gate. But, thanks to state law, we cannot ban firearms in city parks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everyone's going through the metal detector.
Yeah.
And when they find a gun, they say, okay, go on through.
So if I went in and I had my gun wrapped in a blanket, they would confiscate my blanket.
Yes, they would confiscate the blanket and you keep the gun.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Yeah, so 2 weeks from now, 100,000 people, alcohol, firearms, Kings of Leon. It's going to be great.
Well, look, it was nice. Oklahoma City was nice. You gave it a good shot.
Yep, we did our best, man.
You did your best, but I guess. Why would you do that when I'm doing it? Come on.
Because I'm... Oh... Come on.
Dave.
We did our best, but...
But you just didn't do your best. You stepped on me, Dave.
But that is my best.
Well, I'm going to say your best really isn't good. I guess your best really isn't good enough.
Well, at least I've got a cool mayor.
You're right on that. You got a cool mayor. All right, buddy. Well, look, have a great time at the rock concert.
You know.
Guy to step on me when I'm singing the song. I don't like it. 6 days a week, I ain't got no voice. Finally come here, get to talk. This dude has to sing the song while I'm singing it. Best show.
Ah, hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Mary from Lansdale.
Mary from Lansdale, who I saw on Twitter, was not happy about Pennsylvania drivers.
I was being baited, yes.
But you know it's true. I mean, seriously, all kidding aside, you know that Pennsylvania drivers are the worst drivers in the country, probably on the planet.
Well, to be fair, it's because we have the worst roads.
You have the worst roads.
Oh, we do.
How do you have the worst roads?
Well, okay, so, you know, my husband and I will go on road trips, and I swear the moment, like, Pennsylvania is nothing but potholes. Whether you're talking about the street that I live on or the turnpike, all of it. It's just the, you know, riding down there, you're just waiting to, like, lose a wheel. And the moment I pass into, like, Ohio or West Virginia or, you know, go over the bridge to New Jersey, all of a sudden, the roads are paved.
Yeah.
And I'm not in fear of my life anymore.
Nice roads.
Yeah.
Nicer roads.
Much nicer than Pennsylvania.
So you think that's why the drivers are so bad?
Well, yeah, we're not given a shot by our own PennDOT.
But you want to know the thing you just did, Mary? You just admitted you're the worst drivers.
Yeah.
you said why, but you didn't say. Well, first of all, we're not the worst drivers. You said, yeah, no, we're the worst drivers, but I'm going to tell you why we are.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and I've been to other places, and yeah, we're special.
Yeah, bad drivers. You know it. It's fine. You're bad drivers.
I'll tell you this. I was in Chicago a year ago, and I could not get over how here I'm in this gigantic city. You know, I mean, it just feels humongous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking around, like, we're crossing streets and stuff, and the cars are actually, you know, stopping us and not trying to hit us.
Yeah.
And that was a new experience. Because where I'm from, you know, it's just bowling for pedestrians.
Well, it's, it gives you something. Maybe you go back home and you tell everybody about how it is. You bring back the legend, the lore.
I don't know. We are stubborn people here.
Well, it got you where you got though. The pride of Pennsylvania. Right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Look at you. Right? Look at you. Look how proud you are. You got your You got your Eagles.
Yeah.
You got other stuff, right?
Other things. Yeah, we've got some stuff. Yeah, I'll have to think about that.
And do you have anything for the topic, Mary?
I do. I do actually have a reason I called in.
What do you have?
This is one that baffles me, and it's the poop emoji. And all merchandise that flows from that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
No.
I never was on board with that and never, yeah, never ever.
I don't know who it's for. I don't know why they made it. It's gross when you actually sit and think about what it is.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And yeah, I'm not a fan. And the worst thing is, and I'll go to the boardwalk or something, and I'll see all these toys and stuff marketed with it. And the worst thing I've ever seen was chocolate candy bars.
Well, that's just crossing a line that I can't.
Yeah,
I can't wrap my head around that.
No.
Well, that breaks my heart. That a child would want that?
Right. Yeah, I've seen it. I've been in one of the candy shops on the Ocean City Boardwalk, and I've seen kids be like, "Oh, yeah, I want that." I'm like, "Oh, no, you don't."
Yeah. No, please don't. Please don't. I agree. No, I agree. The worst. You nailed it.
Yep.
You nailed it, Mary.
Thank you, man.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
Have a good night, Tom.
Night.
Bye.
I want to tell you all about our friend Pat Byrne. You know, Pat, one of the producers on the show. He's putting an event together. And it's this Saturday night if you're in Jersey City, friends of Ryan Masterson, who passed away. Was he passed away 2 years ago? 1 year ago. Oh my God. So it's 1 year. Well, that's so sad. Ryan passed away. He's a musician, very talented. And, there's going to be a show at, the WFMU, venue. There'll be a show there, honoring Ryan Masterson and his life and his music. And, performing at it will be, Danny Lodge and the Looks, Jacques Lecoq, the Elevator Operators, and members of Low Doses. And Pat is going to be emceeing, and the proceeds are going to go to City of Angels, New Jersey, and the ACLU. And that's this Saturday night over at the WFMU performance venue at Montgomery Hall, 8 p.m. And you can get more information. Where can you get information on it, Pat? Sure. Go to WFMU.org and you can look at the venue and get information on it there. So, well, I'm glad you're doing that. That's a nice gesture. And it'll be a good night. So anybody who was a friend of Ryan's, you should go. Or anybody just wants to hear good music. So, yes. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Zippy from Parts Unknown.
Here we go. Zippy from one of the first rebranded callers. What's up, Zippy?
Not too much. Just hanging out in Parts Unknown.
I'm glad to hear it. I think I'm losing my voice a little bit.
That's late in the night.
Yeah. So what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I've got something for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Well, out of everything, I feel like I don't really understand why The Masked Singer exists.
The game show where somebody comes on and they're wearing like a costume that's like a grasshopper, and they're singing, and you're supposed to figure out who it is, and you realize that it's inside the thing, it's
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac died.
Yeah, that's why it's surprising.
Oh, come on, Zippy.
Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be better than this.
Well, then you would know why that existed. That would be, there'd be a reason for, you'd want to see that show. You would know.
I would love to see that.
That would be for everyone. All right, you're out of here. You're out of here. Bernie Mac. Best show. No, you watch the thing and then you realize inside the costume, you got inside the costume, you look, it's Pat Sajak or something, and he's singing, he's singing Bohemian Rhapsody. Best show, hi.
Hi, it's Jansen from Rochester.
Jansen?
Yeah, Jansen.
How are you, Jansen?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I had one for the topic, but a couple calls ago, you guys were talking about bad religions into the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I got to defend it a little bit. It's okay. Weird for bad religion to release that album. It's not a terrible album.
So the band Bad Religion released an album called Into the Unknown, and it had like synthesizers and all stuff on it, right?
Yeah, it was predominantly synth heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people got mad at them.
What's that?
People got mad at them.
Yeah, and I think they got mad by not buying their album. Mm-hmm. That's how they showed that.
Yeah. And then their next album was called?
Back to the Known.
Back to the Known. Imagine what that must feel like. You do an album called Into the Unknown, everybody rejects it, and then you're forced to do an album that you actually have to call Back to the Known. I'd rather break my band up than fold like that.
I think that was a good decision, considering how much probably money they've made between then and now.
Look, you're talking to the person who's made 101 choices, not based on financial things and based on creative things.
Right. Well, I'm saying, you know.
I would have blown the band.
I would have give up 30 years of music.
Yeah.
Playing with your on again, off again friend.
So it'd be 30 years of Bad Religion?
I think it's probably past 30. It
would not
right?
have happened. Yeah, that's right.
80?
Mm-hmm.
It might be, coming up on 40?
Something like that.
Oh, boy.
So what, I'm not feeling well, honestly.
Okay, I gotcha. I'll hurry this along.
I'm losing steam.
So I was actually listening to, like, I think it was on Best Show Gems or something the other day. Do you remember talking about an album called Fonzie's Favorites?
An album was like, it was called Fonzie's Favorites, and it had like Fonzie on the cover?
Yeah, it was like a couple of like 50s doo-wop stuff, and then
it had like
a novelty
loop kind of thing where it was like, cool it.
Yeah, and then like a weird Welcome Back Carter, Fonzie crossover.
Yeah,
it was just like some guy who had maybe an hour in the recording studio
was doing the impression of all of them.
Yeah,
that was that's a weird record.
But I was looking into it, and apparently there's just a novelty, just all Fonzie themes, nothing like doo-wop or anything,
mm-hmm.
by a band called the Hayettes. I imagine they only released this. And it's the first track is Fonzie for President. After that, Fonzie, Won't You Please Be Mine, just all
Fonzie-related songs. I'm going to check this out. I like songs about Fonzie. Do you remember? Do you remember on Friends when Phoebe's brother was going to be a father and they had to, and Phoebe was carrying the babies for him? Do you remember that?
I don't. I was way into Bad Religion then. I was too
the doctor. Well, the doctor was a huge fan of Fonzie.
I mean, who isn't though?
Well, he was watching Happy Days while delivering children. He probably crossed the line.
Oh, I see.
His fandom was troubling.
Yeah, that guy probably should be.
Yeah. So, hold on. Go ahead, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to check that Fonzie stuff out.
Yeah, I can't find anything online. I think you can get stuff off Discogs for like $8, but it seems a little overpriced for what it is.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a cover by Bob Davies of Fonzie for President.
Okay.
The opening track.
A cover of it. Hold on. I'm not feeling well.
No, you're fine.
Wait. No, I said I'm not feeling well, and you just told me.
Oh, hey, I was talking to my dog.
Oh, okay. All right. You keep talking to your dog, buddy. You two have a great conversation. Best Show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Amber from Wheaton, Illinois.
Amber, how are you? I know you, Amber. What's going
Still
on?
I'm trying to get used to it.
Yeah. Wrap your head around it.
Yes, I'm a suburbanite.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight, Amber?
I just wanted to, you know, when you mentioned the topic tonight, the first thing that came to mind was that Block Party is playing their album Silent Alarm in its entirety at Riot Fest this weekend, and I'm just like, who asked for that?
I guess the fans of Riot. That,
but no, man, like, I can't think of anybody who still loves Block Party so much that they just can't wait to hear it.
Hold
them
on a second.
Alarm.
I'm going
to
say this, though. I'm going to say one thing. You've called this show and talked repeatedly about the band Kansas.
Yes, Kansas is amazing. Block Party is a blip.
Well, this is
Kansas
what I'm going
is
to
an
say.
Amazing band.
To you. I'm going to just say this.
But they're not a blip. You cannot say they're a blip. They're not like Block Party. Block Party had two albums that were good and one that was not good, and then who knows what after that.
Amber, I'm going to say.
When you think of the mid-2000s, you don't think of Block Party, right?
Oh, Amber. Well, when I think of the I think of the 70s, I don't think of Kansas.
Oh, you know what? Sorry for everybody who doesn't enjoy Kansas the way I do.
Well, that's a. I'm sure you could take that statement you just made and swap in Block Party, and somebody would feel the exact same way.
Do you know anybody who loves Block Party that much?
I know one less person that likes Block Party as much as people who like Kansas.
Yes, but how many is that?
It's zero.
Right, exactly. At least you know one Kansas fan. You don't know any Block Party fan.
At that show, there's going to be people screaming for every one of those
songs.
No
way. Slayer is playing at the same time. There's no way that more people are going to be at Block Party than Slayer.
What happened to you and Block Party? This sounds like a personal...
No, it's just like, I really liked Block Party when they first came out, but it was like the mid-2000s, and that was the kind of music everybody was listening to. And now when I listen to Block Party, I'm like, ugh, that's the mid-2000s, all right.
Well, I don't know what to tell you on this one, Amber. This might be a hill you're on alone.
I'm the only person who feels this way.
You might be. Well, you're not the only one who feels this way, but you're not the, everyone doesn't feel the same way.
Hey, everybody out there, hit me up on Twitter at Amber B. Dre, D-R-E-A, and let me know how you feel about Block Party. I really, I honestly want to know.
All right. The gauntlet has been thrown down. All right, Amber. I appreciate the call.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good night. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Best show.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, we got to get my phone out of the speakers so I can hear you better.
That's okay.
This is Oscar from Eldon, Illinois.
Oscar from Eldon, Illinois.
Yes.
What's up, Oscar?
I got two for the topic and a question.
All right, give me one for the topic, then the question, and then the second one for the topic.
I don't know if anyone has said this before, but what about the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, well, no, they're just, I don't know who, but the problem is, it's for so many people.
Yeah, you got a point, but, and then you can also make the argument, like, Greg Ginn was a huge fan of them, so.
Yeah.
Did they inspire Black Flag?
Got you where you wanted to get with that stuff, man.
Yeah.
You don't know Chandler Bing's middle name, huh? Nobody knew it?
No.
Strange. I would have thought people would be screaming it at me. Okay, what's the question you want to ask me?
I'm going to visit Toronto soon, and I was wondering if you have any recommendations.
Yeah, bring a lot of food from home. Bring enough to sustain you for as long as you're there. That's my advice to you.
Well, but I mean, any recommendations of Toronto, like Any good places?
Yeah, the downtown. Go hang out in the downtown district where I was for 3 months. Or it's a real hoot if you like places where they roll the sidewalk up at night. And it's also fun when the it's a fun place to be.
Any favorite restaurants?
Yeah, probably a Pizza or probably just Pizza.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah. Well, you like throwing up after you eat, right?
Crawling up, you said?
Throwing up. You don't like Do you like holding down the food you eat or not?
Yeah, I do, but this
don't go
where
there.
I overeat. So,
yeah.
You
probably won't. You might want to go there. You might want to try it out and see if it works as kind of like an EpiCac for you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check that out. Is it kind of like an all-you-can-eat buffet, buyers beware?
Kind of like all-you-can-eat. It tells you all you can. Your stomach will tell you all you can eat at that place.
All right. I'll check that out.
To what else? What else can I do for you, Chief?
The other one. What about Evita with Madonna?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Because you know, when I was a teenager, I was kind of excited to see that movie because I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan, and it was like, yeah, it's directed by Alan Parker. This should be good, and it wasn't.
You mean the guy who directed The Wall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was kind of like a biggest disappointment, you know?
Yeah.
Everything about it was bad.
Yeah, that's bad. All right, buddy, I got to wrap it up.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, bye. I got to go. These callers, what? I'm not feeling well. Hello, best show.
Hi.
Hey.
Terry.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
DJ Terry T.
DJ Terry T. What's up?
I just had two things that should go away, and also I just wanted to reply to the person that complained about the poop emojis or like all the poop trend and what that is and why are people getting into that.
Yeah.
And I think it's because the poop emoji, like appeared, you know, on the iPhone, Asian, and it's like an Asian thing because poop is considered good luck or fertility or you're fertilizing something.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
And I was recently in Korea. And that they are into poop, like it's really fun. In Insadong they sell these cakes that are shaped like poop and are filled with like bean paste and walnuts.
No, that sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Korean street food is you would believe. Wow, I can't even get into that, I'm half Korean, so I can, you know, make fun of some of that stuff. But, what did you say?
You can make fun of half of it.
I can make fun of half of it, So that's, I was just trying to, I think that's where they just think it's lucky and good, and I don't know.
Well, then that's interesting. I didn't know that.
No, I think that's why it doesn't make sense to a Westerner because it's the most. As a matter of fact, in Korea, there's like poop museums and poop days, and I mean, I'm not saying they're super obsessed with it, but it is. Fried chicken a lot, American style fried chicken. But anyway, I could go on and Alan for hours about. They're just like food trends and just different weird trends in Korea. But
I had no idea about that.
Yeah. And then the thing that I don't know if this is, but this, it just always shows up in my if I look up something on YouTube, it's always like these YouTube reaction videos.
Yeah.
Right. So it's always like these kids. Watch these kids react to listening to Nirvana for the first time. There's so many things, anyway, so that's
And it's just like, but that's like a great way to clutter up YouTube, because I don't know, that's my feed. Just watch these people react to blah, blah, blah song, or blah, blah, blah comedian, or blah, blah, blah thing, or I don't know. It's just,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it.
Oh, no, no, that's those are always, look, first of all, I'm sick. I'm realizing I'm actually sick right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well. No,
you're
but
coming
I know
down with something?
I think
yeah.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Those, the, I think it's the pizza that those guys ordered. I think it did something to it.
Oh, man.
No, I just thought, but I know what you mean. Those videos where it's just like, I think sometimes they're funny when you see somebody who just like, it's a thing that you think everybody knows, and then you just realize that they don't know it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of interesting, but it's also kind of like, yeah, everybody has to figure a thing out for the first time. That's a part of being a human being, is we all don't know things, and we.
I mean, that's true. That's true. But I'm like, I'm just. It's like I'm forgetting. Like there's things like certain videos where it's like there's a jump scare in it, and they get scared.
Yeah.
You know, like, or they're watching. You know, I don't know, Five Nights at Freddy's for the first time or something, or they're. Or it's like, you know, super obscene, disgusting stuff, and they're watching that for the first time, and, oh, watch these older people watch this porn thing, you know, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. There's something, I just say, okay, enough. Okay, I get it. People are repulsed or are amazed.
No, I know
what
you mean.
Whatever.
Yes, exactly. No, no, there's just, there's a point where it's just like, I get it. I get it. You didn't know what this was.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You're new to it, or you're scared by it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm sorry. All right.
It's not because of this call. It's because of the sickness that's hitting me.
You know, I just got over my cold. Oh. So there you go.
Here we go.
Oh, maybe I gave it to you.
The sweats. Okay.
All right. All right.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Okay, bye. Mike, these two other calls, I don't know. People held on. I'll go real fast. Best Show, hi. Real fast.
Oh, hi.
Hi, sorry, I'm not feeling well. What's the what's going on? What do you have for the topic?
I had so much, and then...
Don't worry, go
I
ahead.
I got excited.
I'm sorry.
I got excited. Then I got excited that Terry T called in, and I almost went off on another tangent about that.
Well, just do say. Tell me what you're going to tell me for the topic, because I'm.
Okay. Only got so much like left in the two weeks ago, I asked you to convince me to go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because I was on the fence.
Yeah. Did you
and
see it?
I did go, and I've been like down the rabbit hole watching these '60s Dead Dreams burnout movies, and I. There's a whole nother soundtrack that you would probably love to hear in another movie that's more Manson family fills in what I expected to see in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but not the Western tourism Hollywood movie stuff.
And what's that one called?
That one is Charlie Says, directed by Mary Harron.
Oh, okay. No, I want to see that.
Yeah, it is, her musical tastes are more like, Arthur Lee, Love.
Mm-hmm. Like stuff that was in the clubs, not on the radio.
Yeah. More obscure, garagey, acid-y.
Well, I definitely want to see that. That movie's not out yet, is it?
It was out last year.
Oh, it was? Oh, my God. I thought it was. Some reason, I didn't think it came out yet. I'll definitely see it. I'll watch that in a second. I like Mary Harron. I like Mary Harron.
I wrote down the soundtrack. Yeah, she's the director who directed I Shot Andy Warhol.
Mm-hmm. And American Psycho.
She has more of a feminist take on the 60s. You know, Tarantino's movie, I always have a mixed reaction to his movies because they have such great non-physical settings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's mostly a male gaze perspective because that's where he's coming from. And they're really exciting, and they have great music on the soundtrack, but the women usually disappoint me, and then there's always one disabled character that angers me.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel like it's for me or like sure. that inclusive, but I always go planning to make my own fun.
Sure. Well, that makes sense.
And it's the same way I approach wrestling fandom. This is hyper-masculine. This is not looking at me at all when it's planned, but there are things to be surprised by and things to make fun of. And in the Tarantino movie, the music's way better. It's not all power rock and not all aggressive, emotionless stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I am going to jump off. I'm not feeling so hot. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call.
All
right. Bye. Everybody's disappointed with me. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? Literally not feeling well. Okay, Besha, hi.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, this is going great. Who's this?
This is Lucas from Missoula.
What's up, Lucas?
Not much. I just looked up Chandler's middle name. It's Muriel.
Yeah, you looked it up. I wanted to know if anybody knew it. I was...
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I was looking for fans of the show, not fans of Google.
Oh, well, I like the show, okay.
Okay. Well, you didn't know the question. I didn't know the answer.
Do you share your middle name, or is that something you like to keep?
I'm not talking about anything from my life. Well, get off my phone. We're done here. Goodbye. Best show's over. Thanks, everybody.